Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Cece. You know, we at Hope Radio promised to do this thing together. So we will find a way to greater prosperity, greater health, greater purpose, and greater hope.
Join us, Hope Radio with Cece on Freedomizer Radio.
Tune in to the Alaska Patriot Network, Fridays, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications. There's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general information.
I'm Lauren Boebert, and I travel down to McAllen, Texas, to the Rio Grande Valley sector to see what's up at our southern border. So here's what's up at the border. Illegal aliens crossing the border, that's up. Sex offenders crossing the border, that's up. Drug trafficking, gun smuggling, human smuggling, that's up. Unaccompanied children being sent on this journey alone, and even worse, given over to the cartel, that is way, way up. You know what's not up at the southern border? Respect for law and order, funding for our border patrol. And where's the media to cover this crisis? More than 70 days ago, Biden named cackling Kamala as border czar, but she hasn't done a single thing to protect the American people. She hasn't even been down here to see the border or the tens of thousands of children wrapped in aluminum foil. You can't just hear about what's happening. You have to come down here to see for yourself, to really understand the devastating reality at our southern border. So I brought Kamala down to see exactly what this regime is responsible for with their man-made crisis. Now, Kamala, I want you to stand here and look at what you've done.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wild River. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative Radio Show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, Listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
right, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer. I want to thank everybody so much for finding us tonight. Today is Monday, so obviously it's TGIM. Thank goodness it's Monday. Another broadcasting week to start for us here. And if you have anything you want to share tonight, please call in. The number here is 319-527-6208 and just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will make it a point to bring you into our conversation here. So with all that, V is back with us here. Welcome in.
Hey, hey.
Glad to see that you're back and you made it safe.
Yes, I crawled through the deserts of Egypt and I climbed Mount Everest and I swam the ocean blue to make it back to Freedomizer Radio. I had to be back.
Okay. Hey, I like that dedication. So today may or may not be an abridged version of the Proof Negative show. We're going to reevaluate the situation at about 8 o'clock Pacific time. That would be 11 o'clock Eastern. If it's quiet and I've done everything I wanted to do, maybe we'll sneak out a few minutes early. Otherwise, if we got a list of callers and things to do, then I'll stay. That's no problem.
Sounds good.
So first things first, because we always like to discuss Bitcoin. So Bitcoin hit its all-time high or close to it?
I just saw that it hit 62,000. So I'm kind of worried. I'm seeing good things. There's a lot of projections about it possibly hitting 160,000 by December, but that's because it's about to hit the New York Stock Exchange. So that's going to be interesting.
So let's talk here. So when you say 150,000 of Bitcoin, how long ago was this?
I saw that prediction I saw it 2 days ago, yesterday, and today.
Okay, because I didn't look at recent stuff. So that means from something else that I wrote, or not wrote, but read, that people are saying that it's now time, because of the high rate of Bitcoin, that you're going to see Ethereum travel faster in value than Bitcoin even.
Right, and I think that's because Ethereum 2 is supposed to launch somewhere around January. I'm not sure if it's going to make it on time, but once they do that, the gas fees to drop drastically for people who like to trade and swap on exchanges like myself. And it should make it a lot faster to trade as well.
So this means that a lot of those trading fees will be gone?
It should be a lot lower. Like, I've seen it go as high as $1,000 this summer, Proof. Can you imagine?
$1,000 to trade how much?
A couple hundred. It's insane.
I wanted to send you $300 in Ethereum, some places would charge me more to send it to you than actually the cost of the product?
Yes, sir. And people paid it, too.
Interesting. Yeah.
That's right. Because people saw it as an investment that they would get back.
So
now when it comes to Bitcoin,
from what I was looking at, I did see one prediction discussing 100,000, but then Ethereum would be somewhere between 35 and 40,000 at that point.
Right. Now, the cool thing about that is that I buy a lot of Ethereum because I have to use it to pay the gas fees. So I guess in a sense, I've owned tens of thousands of dollars in Ethereum. And to me, it's just like a conduit. It's a vessel, you know? I don't find the value in holding one whole coin. A lot of people like that idea of like owning a whole something. I personally don't, especially when it comes to Ethereum, because I'm usually using it to buy other coins. I have to. And I end up making more money on the other coin because it's a lot faster on the turnaround than I do on just holding Ethereum, just sitting there staring at it, you know. But I am upset that I bought Bitcoin at around 45,000, right? I bought about $1,000.
Yes.
Just to kind of like leave it there, and then it took a nice dip to 28,000. So I wasn't too happy with that, and I didn't know how long that correction was going to go for. So I said, you know what, it bounced back up to 35,000, and I was like, let me just grab this and put it into something else, which I normally never do. And I always advise against, because I took a little at a loss of $150. And of course, 2 months later, proof, it's right back up, if not past my investment. And look at it now. Oh, man, I'm so upset. But if you didn't buy it,
but I'm just wondering here, do you think that between now and December that there's going to be one more dip?
I don't think there'll be a dip as close as it was to the summer, no.
Okay.
When it did,
because like, I'm about to put another $200 in, but I was just wondering if you felt that there might be a little dip. I'm not saying it'll go down to 30,000 again, but can you see it theoretically hitting about 45 to 48,000 before skyrocketing?
No, and this is not financial advice. I don't think this has been
right.
This is
purely speculation. With two people who are not financial experts, and you should take what we say with maybe three grains of salt.
Disclaimer, yes. Now, the thing is, with it hitting the stock market tomorrow, people are going to be able to bet on the futures. They're going to be betting on that, how much it goes up and down, essentially, right? And I
so
think
that means that they can bet this on the short.
That's right. There's going to be a lot of money made that way, a lot. Because you're not going to actually be buying Bitcoin itself when you bet on the futures or when you invest in Bitcoin. You're going to be investing in the firm. Like that's going to be trading on the market. It's really, it's kind of like hard. It was at first I was like, how the heck are they able to do that? How are they going to do an ETF of a cryptocurrency? And but I get it now. They want to expose people to Bitcoin without holding it directly, you know. So there's so many people, I guess, that are hesitant still in cryptocurrency. So it's, but it's not. I don't think it's a kind gesture on behalf of the SEC. I think it's the beginning of their way of trying to weasel in to try and control and regulate the cryptocurrency market.
So here's what I'm thinking, and I don't know how they would be able to do this, but I think the Fed does not really understand crypto all that much. I mean, they know that people use it, and they know that people use it as money. But I'm just wondering if they think that they might be able to short the Bitcoin market so they can come in and try to buy the owner of Bitcoin, which
right.
You and I know cannot happen because there is no owner of Bitcoin.
Right. We hear about some creator with a Japanese name, but then I've heard about the Silk Road and the Mafia and the CIA being involved, and maybe all of the stories are true, maybe one or none, but at this point, there's no one owner. And I think that the Fed doesn't like that everybody's wallet is encrypted. There's no name on the wallet, you know. You don't know whose it is until it pulls into a bank account. So that's where they get, you know, you get taxed. And right now it's holding around between 20 and 23%, but I think Mr. Creepy Joe Biden wants it to be somewhere around 49%.
Yeah.
Am I right? I think it was at 49 because that number is astronomical.
I didn't look at
it. And it has nothing to do with that buzzword that they like to use with the words fair share, people paying their fair share.
Yeah.
It's just, at this point, it's just theft. We're paying taxes on sales, on our homes, purchasing things like cars. We pay tax on everything, our income. Like, there's nothing that the government doesn't touch of ours.
Next will be the air, and I'm not kidding, because that's what carbon credits are for. So NATO,
I saw that.
NATO,
yes.
Just openly promoted over the weekend that they now own the United States, and they're going to get everybody onto this QR code system so they can charge everybody carbon taxes when you literally do anything.
That's insane.
You think I'm kidding?
No, I don't. I know. I was reading about this today. I'm not surprised at all. I mean, I was just reading about or hearing that California sold the rights to water to Nestle, and Nestle uses most of it and then sells it back to California. Like, what?
Oh, yeah, that's
why
old.
That was even on Jim Ventura's
show like 15, 20 years ago.
Right. But that's the kind of stuff I'm not up on that stuff because I'm not a Californian. But a lot of these things didn't occur to me to learn either, you know, and I think there's been a lot of trust in the people with the Democratic Party for a long time, thinking that they always had the people or the working people's best interests in heart. Because that's what they campaign so much on, about people, you know, getting what's owed to them and paying less for this or getting money for that, you know. So they seem kind of altruistic, and, well, we know the truth.
So with that, since we last talked on air, Shiba became a thing, and I do own some Shiba.
Mm-hmm. And you know why? That was definitely, I give credit to Elon Musk. Every time he tweets anything, at any word, somebody will literally make the token or a coin, and it goes right up, and people start investing in it. It's crazy. But he was tweeting about his new dog, and
okay.
It's one of those Shiba Inus, and right away Shiba started taking off. I think it was around, because I was holding it was around 9, and then it shot up into the 30s. It was like 34 that it peaked. Let me take a look at it now.
Yeah, it's been hanging. Last time I looked, it was like around 27, 28.
Yeah, it's 29 now. And I had a lot of it staked, but like everything, it took a dive, and then when it came back up, just a little bit above what I invested, I just pulled it. Shame on me, right? But I guess I just had enough.
Oh, I never realized that was Shiba Inu. I never realized that. I always thought that said ink, and I never paid attention.
Ah, yep. There's a lot of Inu coins. Inu, Inu.
Yeah, it started with 1 quadrillion.
Right. I don't think that Shiba has reflections, though. You know how they give you tokens for holding some of these poo coins, as they call them?
Yeah.
I don't believe Shiba does that. I know that they burn, and they burned a good amount. And when you burn, of course, your amount that you hold goes up. So, let's say I had, 100 in there, right? And it dipped down to, 80, maybe in the 70s. And I was like, oh, here we go, you know, just watching everything just kind of plummet in the wallets. And then when it soared up to 34, it hit, $400. And I was like, what the heck is going on? So now I'm mad because, of course, I had much more than that when I was staking because I was trying to get what they were going to release soon, which is called Bone. And you have to do this thing called bury your bone. Oh, God. It's so silly. They just made the Shiba swap. And I'll tell you, I'm familiar with this stuff, and the verbiage on there had me confounded. So I was like, you know what? I'm not messing with this. I'm just going to keep using it. But I think you just have to get used to it. I just didn't feel up to it. I don't know. I feel like I got crypto fatigue for a good month. And then I was like, all right, wait a minute. I have way too much money invested here. I better pay attention, you know?
So anyway, I had $40 in Shiba when it first came out.
Right.
So what I usually do is I'll buy 50 worth of stuff because it's the same $1.99 transaction fee on Coinbase, then I'll just take $10 and give it to one or two other things I'm interested in. So I put $40 in it, and just out of nowhere, the Shiba that I owned ended up being around $198.
Oh, wow.
So I took, I left 80 in there, or 90, I forget which one. No, I left 90 in there. And I took 100 and whatever it was and just sprinkled it around to other stuff. So basically I cashed out.
That's good. You 5X'd your investment.
Yes. Yeah, so if I had $198 in there, I took 108 and moved it around to other stuff and then kept 90 in there. And now it's at 97 and change.
Yeah, it's important to take your profit. I always encourage people, like, when you pass a certain point, if you double or you triple, take 25%, you know, take half. Take your investment. That way you have your money back and you just watch your investment grow. It's disheartening to see it take a dive, though.
This is uncharted territory for Shiba, and the last thing I wanted, because I've seen this so many times, with other cryptos that go up, it goes right back down as fast as it went up.
That's true. It's been holding, though. It's been holding in the high 20s, low 30s now. I think that might be its new platform, like plateau, rather.
Yeah, so out of $108, I think I put $8 in Cosmos, which has done decent until recently. And then I just split up the rest of it, I think 70-30 with Bitcoin and Ethereum.
You know what surprised me? The other day, New Cipher went up. The It's just like a new wallet, it's called. And it just, out of absolutely nowhere, I had quite a bit of New Cipher. I've been buying it since last year. And I got it at like 40 cents, 48 cents. You know, I tried to get it when it took a dip, but I think the lowest I bought in at was like 24 cents, right? That's when everything crashed this summer. So it decided to, out of absolutely nowhere, hit $2.35. So imagine if I had quite a few hundred at 24 cents, to see it go up to 235, well, I have quite a few hundred dollars. And so I took it out, and I bought myself some nice stuff, you know. Like, what happened? I went right away online to my friends. It happened in the middle of the night. It was like, let me see, because I know I have my – it was at midnight just the other day on October 16th, so Saturday. It had just hit midnight. And it just decided to just take a ride up to the moon, and now it's back down at around 129, 125. But, I mean, a week ago it was friggin' 28 cents. It's just every once in a while one of these coins. Now, New Cipher is an Ethereum token. So, I mean, it's supposed to help privacy, like data privacy. And it's supposed to help, like, some of these protocols that I use to trade, but I've never come across New Cipher. I guess it's just one of those staking coins that lays itself out there for Ethereum to cross over, and while people mine it, it's great. It's inexpensive, and it just totally surprised me. Another one that surprised me, and that was this summer, was this coin called Internet Computer.
When it had those 2 or 3 days where it did something. And I know there was another one that I had. I'm looking real quick to see which one it might have been. No, it wasn't. It was something gold. I forget what it was called.
Philo Gold.
Something gold. Just recently.
Yep. Yeah, I did it too. I think the highest I saw Philo Gold was, what, like $7?
Yeah, Gold. That's what it was.
Oh, okay. I thought, because CeeLo hit about a month ago, it hit $8. But his all-time high was 11. So that's not bad if you get it low, you know? Like, now everything's kind of, like, up there for some people, and you got to really invest a good chunk to get anything back. But internet computers surprised me because, like, a year ago it was $2, and then it hits its all-time high in May of $750.
Yes.
And now it's down to $43. So, like, what? I guess I have to get used to that price, $43, because I don't own a lot of it, and I really don't want to buy it at that high price, but I think I might have to buy a couple. I have no idea what it's good for. It's just a utility token, and it just decided to be $750. I don't know who rallies around these tokens. You know, like, what website are they on, and how do I get there? Because
yeah, there's no real Robin Hood type for crypto, is there?
Only Coinbase. And I guess KuCoin. People use Hotbit. They use CoinEx.
Kraken.
Right. I don't have Kraken because of where I live. And I can't because of the SEC and their rules. But I can't have Kraken. I can't have Gemini. I can't have Bittrex. I can't have, shoot, there's so many. I can use KuCoin, thankfully. But, I mean, I can have Trust Wallet, but just recently the iPhone people decided that you can't use a browser inside of Trust. But you can use a browser inside of MetaMask and inside of, what's my other wallet, Coinbase Wallet. So I don't even understand why the rules only apply to Trust. It's pretty discouraging to not be able to use a lot of these. I can't use Binance.
Well, a lot of them I can't use because you need a cell phone and I don't own one.
Ah. Uh-huh. Oh, you can use your laptop.
That's why I have Coinbase and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's a good one though. The thing is that it depends on where you live. Like, if where I live, I can't buy Shiba on Coinbase. But I have a friend who lives in Florida, and she's able to buy it. No problem. So it's not very fair.
Well, I could buy it with no problem. Can you transfer Shiba to you?
No, I can't. I should not transfer to Coinbase because it'll get lost in the ether.
If I sent you $5 of Shiba, you wouldn't get it.
No, you'd have to send it to the wallet, but not Coinbase, the Coinbase wallet, which is like a totally different app.
Right.
But yeah, in that case, yes, I can have it there. I can have it in my MetaMask and my Trust wallet. Now, but the thing is with Trust, if I want to sell or buy, I have to scan a laptop. I have to log in on a laptop and scan it with my cell phone and merge the wallet to the laptop. And then I can trade. It's so frustrating. Because, of course, who's carrying around a laptop with them all the time? And what if I come across, like, you know, a coin that decides to moon and I want to pull out some money, you know? The cool thing about Coinbase, though, is that I'm able to use any of the tokens that I have in my wallet on Coinbase and put them into my debit card, my Coinbase debit card. And I've tried it. I just decided to select a coin. And I went to the supermarket and I paid for groceries with it. Now, I know you have to pay taxes on it. I just wanted to see if it worked. So I hope it doesn't crush me to buy groceries with this particular coin. I actually can still see it on my homepage. Because I get to decide what I'm paying with. And I was using Chainlink. And you get 4% back.
So, yeah, I have one of those cards, but I have never tried it yet. I just figured I should have it just to have it.
Yeah, I think it's pretty handy. You can, like I said, you can pay for stuff. You give it a PIN, you can withdraw it from the bank, an ATM. That's pretty handy. But, you know, taxes. I guess it's got to be worth it. I have a Robinhood debit card, too. They offered it for free. I took it. Why not? Anytime I cashed out a stock, I was able to put it on the card and use it right away instead of transferring it to my other bank account.
So my account has never hit 1,500 yet on Coinbase. It's a few months ago, right before the crash, it was at 1,490-something, and it was at 1,490-something today. Now it's at 1,481. So it went down a little bit, but I think tomorrow it's going to go back up.
My wallet has fluctuated quite a bit, you know, because I trade on the swaps. So I buy my Ethereum on Coinbase and I send it to my wallets like MetaMask or Coinbase Wallet or Trust Wallet. And then I trade there using the browser. And when I cash out, I have to put it back into Coinbase and then transfer to my bank. So I'll have balances that will be, you know, in the thousands, and then they'll be in the hundreds, returning, and I pull it out of my bank. So, like, my checking and my Coinbase are looking two different ways, you know. Excuse me.
So I don't have enough in there to really, like I don't care if I tell people I got 1,500 in there. That's that I made sure I have enough money if I need to pay my bills and the cash is worthless, then I got 1 month's worth of money on crypto that I can use.
Yes, absolutely.
That will
Why
pay
not?
All my bills for about a month. Maybe slightly more.
That's great. Shoot. I pay bills
like my mortgage
too.
Is less than $800, so...
Oh, it's awesome.
So it's not... I'm serious when I say that my bills are less than $1,500 a month.
Oh, man. My rent is $1,800.
Well, we got to get you a house out here. Maybe not here.
Yeah, right, I agree, but anywhere other than where I live, anywhere.
So what's the latest on the what's the latest on the gene therapy front out there for the first responders?
Well, there was just a court case recently, one where this gentleman was fighting and suing because he was arrested for not having a mask on, but he was told that it was okay in a contract that he could not wear the mask because he had the gene therapy.
Yeah.
So he had to sue, and he won. And he was allowed to go without a mask, or as you call it, a scam, while being double vaxxed. He's just a regular guy. But the reason his court case is so important is that it was in the state and that it affects other people who have had the gene therapy. And I think there's more people who are starting to fight for having the natural antibodies because they're finding that they are much more powerful than the gene therapy, which we know has no weakened strain of COVID in it.
Correct. So they're
good.
Really gambling. Dr. Fraudy and Klaus Schwab and company are gambling on the fact that they can get everybody onto this vaccine passport before they get taken to court and everybody finds out that it's a fraud. Because if they can get everybody onto the gene therapy, and then they can pivot over to we're doing this for the climate change before the COVID truth comes out, then they don't have to go backwards. They could say, well, we're doing it for the environment. They won't be able to take it away at that point because they've transitioned.
That's right. I think it's looking good. I think a lot of people are suing. There's class action lawsuits pending, and I think it's going to look good. It doesn't make sense either to have the National Guard come in and replace actual nurses and doctors. That makes no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, this is the strangest thing to me here, and Vito wants to check in real quick here, so I'll open up for him.
Okay,
and
cool.
What I wanted to share here first was that you have nurses that are being fired for not getting the gene therapy, so they're signing up to, and I forget the outfit that it's called, but you can be a traveling nurse, and you make basically twice the amount of money, and you don't have to get vaccinated.
Right. The same with the National Guard. They didn't have to. They don't
right.
have to be vaccinated until next year. What is it, June or something? So they're allowed to work on people in hospitals, but the nurses and doctors who aren't vaccinated have to go. Why can't their extension be moved to the same time as the National Guard?
Right. So I know nurses that are making like $20, $22, $23 an hour, and they're losing their jobs or about to lose their jobs. And so you have these scab nurses coming in, and they're making $48 an hour to start. One of my friends is making $55 an hour in Alaska.
Right. That's great.
So the nurses get fired that were making $22 an hour, so they're going to hire somebody with no vaccination at $48. But if you are a government contractor, there's all kinds of money left over for COVID.
Right. So with all the things being shorted, they're shorting the staff of these hospitals, and they're going to go on the news and be like, oh, man, the hospitals are overwhelmed. Well, what do you think happens when you have less staff? It's not overwhelmed.
Well, they're hoping
normal
that
capacity.
Everybody has Etch-a-Sketch head in 3 months. Because as these people get fired, then in 3 months they'll say, look, these hospitals are overwhelmed with all these deaths. See, now you got to blame the unvaccinated because they chose to quit. I just can't believe 70% of the public or more can't see this.
I think people don't know what to do. They're so fluoridated, they don't know what to think of it. People have lost the will to fight for anything. They're so numb. TV, drugs.
By the way, I fully 100% stand with Kyrie Irving. You don't even have to be a basketball player to know who he is.
It's amazing. They let Magic Johnson play with full-blown HIV. Everybody knew what they
Not even HIV, full-blown AIDS.
AIDS, that's right. He did have AIDS at that point. He was able to play basketball. And people were terrified of AIDS. People thought for years that you hug someone with AIDS, you could catch it. If someone spit in your mouth or sneezed in your face. And that was because of Fauci, too.
Yes.
He was part of that whole scam. Forgot about that. But
yeah,
you let a guy with
years later, nobody knows who Fauci was, so he was able to strike again.
Yeah, exactly. He's hit two different generations, that's why. I wonder what Vito has to say.
What gets me is that if everybody in the league would have stood up, then they wouldn't have been able to do this. Just like in football. If you had Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, and 10 or 12 other big-name football players say that they're threatening to retire if they pass this, then they would have sided with the players.
Right. These people being manipulated and controlled by whatever foreign or domestic entity funds and takes care of them. And people are too afraid to lose what they have. They're too comfortable.
By the way, the star player of the San Jose Sharks, Evander Kane, got busted and suspended today for a quarter of the league, the league's games, because he provided a fake vax card.
I guess he didn't know that they actually check it against the registry. It's easy. They go to the pharmaceuticals webpage and they look for your birth date and your name.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. What a mess. There was a doctor who was arrested for selling them for $10 a piece.
Yeah.
And then they went to the black market and they started being sold for $600 and more.
Well, and because of this, then you're having people say that, well, we gotta have something to scan in our hand because you won't be able to scam that one. You'll have to be legit at that point. And I don't know if you know this or not. And let me open up Vito's mic while we're talking here.
Okay.
George Soros and Bill Gates own a company that will be they'll be verifying your blood to see if you have the gene therapy in your blood before you're allowed to travel now on a plane.
How are they going to do that?
On November 1st, the PCR test goes obsolete, and instead you'll be using the Gates and Soros-backed gene therapy tracker.
But how are they going to tell if you're vaccinated or not?
They'll take a blood sample like you do when you're testing yourself for diabetes, and they'll be able to tell if your blood has gene therapy in it or not.
But if you have antibodies, so it's not antibodies that they're looking for.
I'm sure you could tell. Maybe they're looking for the graphene that's in the gene therapy, but if you want to travel, you'll have to submit to doing a blood test, and they'll be able to tell in real time if you've gotten your gene therapy or not. A red or a green button will appear.
This is just so wrong what they're doing. We are in a world war. This guy Schwab, he is modern day Nazi. I really do believe it. This is all, you know, him, Gates, Soros. This is all part of an evil cabal.
Correct.
What they are doing is, Gates has said it in the past. They're gonna control the world population through vaccines. He said this. And I even question, how do you control population through a vaccine?
He said he was going to control people's moods with food, plant-based food.
Yeah.
Well, that's all part of it. And when he owns the largest share of the Impossible Burgers, and when they outlaw meat and everybody will look for a meat substitute, then he's going to be even more filthy rich.
Now, from what I understand also, they're saying that this COVID passport that you have, it's also going to be used as a carbon passport.
Yes, once they get this thing started, they're going to have to transition because the COVID's only going to last for so long, because they have to pivot away from COVID before they end up with court cases, because they know that they'll be found guilty. So they have to pivot to the climate change, because if they still are discussing COVID when you're already moved on to the next level, they're not going to take the microchips away at that point. They're going to say, well, we need the microchips to protect the Earth. So you've allowed them in, and the vaccines are the Trojan horses. And they'll kill people along the way, but it's the Trojan horse to get everybody to believe that the Earth is the one world religion.
Now, I don't know if you're aware, but they're saying through that vaccine adverse reporting system, the VAERS system, that so far to date, they're releasing that there's 16,000 people in America that died from this vaccine.
It's a low number is that I have an aunt that's a nurse in Florida, and she tried to use the VAERS. She's been a nurse since I've been alive. And she said that she just heard about it this year, the VAERS, after COVID. And she's been trying to fill this out. And it takes 40 to 45 minutes unless you made an error. And if there's even one error on it, it kicks it out. And you got to start over.
Yeah, they're saying that only 1% of vaccine issues are reported by VAERS.
Correct, and that's exactly why. It's so cumbersome.
1%.
And most nurses didn't even know VAERS existed. Most probably still don't.
I didn't know that there was a VAERS until this whole thing started.
So just think, if you're on an eight-hour shift and you had 10 VAERS to do, that's all you're doing that day is 10 VAERS reports.
That's right. They take hours to do, I heard. Hey, Vito, I heard that putting adverse events into VAERS is the same as processing an arrest. Can you confirm that?
It probably will be soon. Hey, listen, I love processing callers. I had fun doing that.
I bet you did.
Oh, yes, I did. I lived many a day in Central Booking, man. Many days I lived in Central Booking. But that's a different story. But we saw with,
that's
with
about
Delta Airlines. Oh, my God. Back, well, now, I can only imagine. It must be quick now. But back then, the process and arrest.
Right, New York let people out after 2 hours. You just get like a DMT.
Yeah.
In
Brooklyn Central Booking, if in the summertime, you used the process and arrest. If you did it on the 4 to 12, you were lucky if you were finished by the date by the start of the day 12.
That's insane.
That's,
and the systems will go down a lot, too, I would hear.
No, since everything went automated, I can only imagine what's going on. But like you know, now the collars are processed 1, 2, 3 now. You know they streamlined it, so you know there's no money to be made in anymore. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. But you know Delta Airlines, you saw what they did this week, no? They pulled.
Go ahead and share.
They stopped their vaccine mandates for employees.
Right.
Apparently, because, again, I listened to one of these conspiracy theory shows, the Stu Peters show. There was a doctor on there. I'm not sure if she's an MD or a PhD doctor, but anyway, she trusts, but she verifies. And she was able to find out that there was at least one flight where the pilot died midair in the air. 1 second he was fine, the next second dead.
Mm-hmm.
They were having issues. They were having issues with flight crews on this on their layovers. They were having serious medical episodes where 911 had to be called, and they didn't know what the hell was going on. So, Delta Airlines apparently denied anything that happened. But from what I understand, they had the route. Of that particular flight, and it had to be diverted. The co-pilot had to land the plane, and right after they denied it, I think it was either yesterday or Saturday, they canceled the vaccine mandates for the employees. They were at 90%. So something's going on. So you got
half the TSA workers that are not gene therapied either.
Yeah, 60. They're saying, the feds are saying that 60% are vaxxed, when in reality 40% are only vaxxed.
From what I thought was 60% are 60%. Have gotten a gene therapy, but only 40% have gotten more than one. So that when you say 60% are not vaccinated, it's that the 60% either have had one or zero.
Uh-huh. So if you only get the first shot, not the second shot, you're not considered fully vaccinated.
Correct. And
wow.
If you got the Pfizer, then currently you're not considered fully vaxxed because they have the third one out.
Well, you know, it's a shame how you know they're forcing us. I mean, people in Europe are rioting over this now, and here in America, people are like, you know, you're a super spreader, Vito. You got to go get your vaccine. I can't have vaccine. I'd rather take Kool-Aid from Jim Jones than take this vaccine. I've said this, and that's the damn truth. There is no way I'm letting that needle touch me. No way. And especially with that video that they did of Mariah Carey, that fake video where she was getting a fake jab. I couldn't believe it. They stuck it with a prop needle when they pulled the whole needle away. there was no needle sticking out of the end of the syringe. It
That's
was
right.
gone.
I saw
it
that
was
with a few
gone.
People. Yep. Yep.
So I'd like to know what kind
of
deal they made with her.
A lot of these people are doing it for the cameras, in front of the cameras. We don't know if they're getting a fake needle, if they actually had an actual jab. I mean, if they're virtue signaling. Some people were saying that they're doubtful that Trump even got his because he didn't get it on camera for people to see. Like, everything has to
but
be
But I thought Trump.
Camera.
I thought Trump was an anti-vax person.
He was years ago.
He was.
Uh-huh.
You know, and when he came out,
to be honest with you, I think they might have tried to give him the real gene therapy because anything they could do to get rid of Trump.
Yeah.
Well, like Colin Powell, supposedly he was double vaxxed, and he just
died of stage 4 cancer though.
And
right,
Parkinson's
so like, what's this?
Right,
he died of COVID complications. It's all over the news.
Yeah.
Yes, he died of COVID complications, but he had stage 4 cancer.
It's the fear.
And he recently got his third booster.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, of course, it's a COVID death.
It's the last thing I would want, man.
Yeah, the third shot became available to the old people. And so he's 84 years old when the life expectancy is 74.6. And he lived to 84, but we have to be worried
Seven
that
years.
An 84-year-old that had stage 4 cancer died from COVID when he just got his third booster a few days ago.
Yeah, it proved
right.
that they're worried
no
about the super spreaders.
Right, no connection
That's,
whatsoever.
No.
Anyway. They created
but
the
they'll
medallion.
Make it seem like that.
All the variants came from these vaccines, all of them.
Of course they did. I think the vaccine is the variant itself. How about that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's possible. You know, but anyway, I'm on my 19th. I took my 19th test this weekend, and all negative. And not even an antibody in my system.
Oh, okay.
You know, now I'm starting to get, now I'm hearing that the PCR test that they jab in your nose, that has chemicals in it that are dangerous. Then you're better trying to get
right.
a saliva test.
Right, it's cleaned with some type of metal that has a carcinogen quality. Carcinogenic.
Very worrisome.
Very disturbing.
Very worrisome.
And they have to shove it all the way into your blood-brain barrier, right? They have to just get it all.
They jam it up there. I'm telling you, this weekend he was used like a plunger in my nose. I swear to God.
I mean, if
they're
doing a PCR test, which already has to be cycled through to amplify even the smallest quantity of anything in your body.
But I will once
to
again
so
say it's meant to dehumanize you. So they wouldn't do the spit test because that isn't cumbersome. So they want you
no,
to just say,
swab.
Forget this. I'll go ahead and take my mark of the beast because this
yeah,
is too much.
The
well,
anal swab was much more dehumanizing.
What swab?
The anal swab. They were remember they were using the anus as a testing.
You're joking, right?
No, that's what they were starting to do in China. Literally, and they didn't even take you to a bathroom. They just pulled your pants down right in front of everybody and did the test, and then you pulled your pants up,
God.
And then the next person
did,
takes the step up.
They did it to American ambassadors that went over there were humiliated. That
yes.
Day. They got tested. Yes, they were.
Oh, my God.
Right. That's why it didn't become popular here. You know what I love? I love when I go into any store or any facility, you know, I'll get like the temperature check. I have to answer these questions about if I've traveled abroad or been in contact with anyone. And then like I still have to wear a scam on my face. And then I'm still treated like I could possibly have something, even though my temperature's low. I've not been in contact with anyone. I answer truthfully and honestly. My face is covered. If I bring it down to take a sip of water, people think that that is enough for me to infect the whole room and do the multiples of four, you know, like one person infects this many, infects that many, and it goes on for infinity.
Yeah, it's the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, yes.
Right. I'm still treated like a toxic person. It's really uncomfortable, and it's not fair because you can't have COVID all the time. There's actually a point in your life, I'm thinking, when you can recover and you feel better and you don't have anything. But to be treated perpetually like you're carrying this virus that can kill and wipe out entire nations.
Yeah, but I think everybody can agree with me here. The fastest way to get rid of COVID is to shut your smell-o-vision off.
Yep. That's true.
Hey, we have one other of these friends that are calling in. I'm going to go ahead and open it up.
Good times.
Hello?
Hey!
Hello?
Yo.
Hey.
How's it going there, guy?
Hey, pretty good. I remember I called, maybe a month ago, and I told you that a lot of people would be waking up to this.
Right.
Now, what about the foreign invasion that's going on right now?
The what? Say that word again?
The foreign invasion.
Ah, ha, ha, ha. Are you talking about our Texas border? Or are you talking about Afghanistan?
I'm talking about the global elites taking the money out of America, strangleholding the supplies out in the sea while letting the third world pour in. And on top of that, making deals with China. And now they got a super, how do you call it up there, that missile that can strike anywhere on the planet now.
Right, it just circled the globe, didn't it?
Yeah.
Yep.
It can, yeah.
Right.
And what a coincidence.
And
Bill
that,
Clinton goes into the hospital.
Right.
Bill Clinton is circling the ball, but Creepy Joe tells us to make sure we're wearing our scams. That's going to protect you from a worldwide moving missile.
While on top of that, we gave away all our weaponry secrets to Afghanistan to give to China and Russia.
Yes.
Well,
the Clinton
also, not to also mention that all these huge tech companies, all these big multi-billion-dollar investors that, you know, invested into America are slowly trying to take the money out by, you know, quote-unquote protest and riot and loot and all that. But really what they're doing is that they're slowly trying to strip everything back to China so that people can look at it and be like, oh, man, look what happened with all these rioters, you know, to pin this against each other when it's really, you know, all this is coordinated. Like, Klaus Schwab, the whole point of the Great Reset is to take all the money out of the United States and flood us in with the third world so we can all battle with each other so they can take over with robotic, you know, like what Amazon's doing, starting to fire people to move robots in to replace them. This is all part of their New World agenda.
No doubt. No doubt. But the Clintons years ago, when Bill Clinton was president, when he was running for his second term, apparently China had something to do with helping him get reelected. And the payback was missile secrets, because China at that point couldn't set a bottle rocket in. And right after that, they became so advanced as far as rocketry that they couldn't understand how it was possible. And then it was found out that he gave them the secrets to how to launch rockets.
I think everything we're seeing right now, because the more China tries to escalate stuff, and the more that we get deeper into this election, the more starting to reflect on how much they had involved with the technology that was hacked. And on top of that, it just seems funny that every time that we get closer and closer to finding out about this election fraud, especially in Arizona, China does something absurdly crazy, like this, you know, this missile they got launched in there, which they stole from America probably 20 years ago. They think that they got, you know, get down to the T when Trump purposely wanted the Space Force to come back and he's poured millions of dollars into the defense systems to figure out every planet. Like, he knew what they were doing before it was even done. It's crazy.
Yeah. I was going to say, General Milley definitely helped leak some of our secrets, didn't he? And God knows who else. He's the only one who admitted to it.
Milley or Austin.
Yeah, exactly. And they were basically one of the ones that were, you know, infiltrating from within. But everything that's happening, though, I'm telling you, is exposing everything that's in this system. Trump said that he was going to go away for a long time. And now that I'm seeing what's, you know, going on right now, and the more support, he's actually gaining way more support. I'm hearing a lot of people who used to be Democrats that used to say, you know, orange man bad. Now they're starting to say stuff about, hey, you know, that guy wasn't that bad now. You know, gas wasn't that, you know, expensive. Food was on the shelf. And actually, when it came to actually having a person that's in charge to talk to the people, he does it instead of Joe Biden, which he's kind of like a vampire when the sun comes out, just disappears.
That's true.
And on top of that, he put sanctions on other countries, which really messed them up, because now that you see these global elites, like, when people say global elites, I want people to really realize who these people are. We're talking about the movement of the civil rights from back in the 60s, 70s, you know, 80s, where they've had these people who are getting money off of, you know, I'm not going to say drugs, but they've been getting it off the market of, you know, the pharmaceutical companies, the drug trafficking that happens at the southern border. That's why you really see them get really, they have no answer for the southern border, because that's their moneymaker right there, that little hole that they got there. And on top of that, it's taking the Haitians out of Haiti and trying to flood them into the United States. And no one's going to talk about the, you know, stuff that, you know, the diseases they come out, you know, with the COVID-19 that they said 19,000 have tested positive. No one wants to talk about that, though. But they want to talk about how bad Trump supporters are.
Well, they turned them into
you heard that Antifa came out with a hit list, right? They came out, German Antifa put out a hit list, and they're saying, well, they can't, they have Trump Jr., the governor of Arizona, I believe, Dr. Zelenko. They're saying that they can't do it from Germany, but they wish that they could, but I'm sure there's another way of getting them. And yet the FBI doesn't see Antifa as a terrorist organization or anything like that.
Well, the FBI's had a big list of how corrupt they've been when they heard about a lot of these mass shooters. Like, look at, for instance, they're all over these cases, you know. I don't want to bring race into it, but when we're starting to look at, like, the political landscape right now, it just seems like it's heavily favored if you're a leftist or if, you know, you're a minority, so they can exploit that and they can use them as, like, the foot soldiers. So, like, you look at Chicago, they had a shooting spree where they had, I forgot how many people, like 20 people involved in a shooting spree. One person got killed. There was, like, 70 rounds on the ground. No one got charged.
No one was pressing charges.
The white school shooter, everybody talks about how dangerous these kids are, like the Nicholas kid over in Florida. But then there was a black student in, Dallas or Austin, Texas, who killed like four people,
uh-huh.
And he got released the next day, 75,000.
That kid can shoot up a school and he gets released in less than a day. But if you are that 16-year-old girl that was in school, you stayed in jail for the entire weekend. So you stayed in jail for the weekend. You spent more time in jail because the school district is the only place in the whole state. There was exactly one school district in all of Wyoming, and it happened to be the one that she lived in, and she went to school without wearing a scam. She gets more jail time than a kid in Dallas who shot four people.
Or also the transgender person who raped a little girl in the school.
Yes.
And
two girls.
The minute you talk about it, you get erased off of the internet.
True that.
But like I said, like everything we're seeing right now, like because I told you this before, people are going to wake up and they're going to see Joe Biden for what he is. We see stadiums erupting with a let's go Brandon. I'm just going to put that in quotes. All over. And that's not even to mention the concerts.
Right. There's a rap song out that made number one on like hip hop billboards.
No, iTunes. It made number one on iTunes. Yeah.
So V, did you happen to hear or see the Broccoli Man where he says, "Let's go, Brandon"?
No, I did not.
All right, I'm going to play it real quick. It's about 5 minutes. Everybody's going to have to let me indulge myself here.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
Hello,
to hear
Mr.
Just let me premise this. This is a villain called the Factor, which is a fact checker. So Broccoli Man is a champion for human rights and organic food. So he goes up against the Factor, which she's like the biggest fact checker in the world. So we're setting this up. So go for it, Broccoli Man.
Hello, Mr. Broccoli. Are you here to help us to fight against the 99% so we can have the Great Reset?
Never in my life would I even think about doing that.
Oak. Thank you for coming. Bye now.
That's not why I am here.
Listen to me. I am not interested. You are the 99%. We only work for the 1%.
You put me in Facebook jail for posting a peanut butter bar recipe. You said it was against community standards. What is this mess about?
You did not see the message. We told you it is against community standards. It goes against community standards.
You never said what standards it violates. Was there nudity? Was there hate speech? Did this dessert incite racial tension or incite violence?
Now you look here, Broccoli's talk. You obviously went against community standards. You should know that before you post something.
I posted a picture of my dog. You flagged it for nudity.
Well, was your dog wearing a sweater? If not, then yes, it can be nudity.
You don't care about nudity. Everyone gets 15 to 20 messages a day from bot accounts that are naked ladies holding their front holes with their hands and showing their nipples. They try to get us to join their WhatsApp channel all day long. We report these profiles for nudity and spy book says there is no violation. But you are censoring people that show a picture of a dessert they made.
George Soros pays us to make sure people feel uncomfortable to post anything on their social media. George Soros does not pay us to stop people from showing their X-rated websites.
But if I show everyone my junk, I would go to spy book jail.
Correct. Showing nudity is illegal. If you are not a liberal, you cannot show your holes or hole punchers. Do you want to be a liberal? If so, we can give you liberal privilege.
Just recently, a kid in Texas shot up a school. He was released out of jail the next day. Now he has a GoFundMe and thousands of people have donated money to him. You allow this GoFundMe. However, if I want to make one for a conservative animal shelter needing help with puppy rescues, that gets taken down. You liberals have no morals.
How dare you be upset at me because I am a person of color?
You are just mad because we silence people we do not like. We have an agenda. We need to promote radical left-wing agenda. If you do not promote our agenda, you are promoting misinformation.
Spybook is supposed to be a platform where people can talk about their interests. It is not about the government shoving groupthink to everyone and promoting a one-world government.
We also like telling everyone every 30 seconds they need to get vaccinated. Even if they are already vaccinated, they need to keep hearing it so they can demand to get their new vaccine every week. We need to make sure companies like WiseNet could keep paying us billions of dollars to promote vaccines. By the way, have you had your latest booster? I can pull some strings for you to get the next booster before it gets released to the 99%.
I am going to go home and post this on my social media and my blog.
If you do that, we will fact check your name. We will put people in Spybook jail if they type in Broccoli Man.
Let's go, Brandon.
What did you just say?
I said let's go, Brandon. Just like I want to say. Joe Biden.
Yes, we all are rooting for Brandon. If you say Donald Trump, that is acceptable free speech. But if you say Joe Biden or Michael Robinson Obama, that is hate speech. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. We have liberal privilege. Broccoli's talk. You are making my middle fingers hurt so much from flipping you off too much.
Please, keep protesting to protect free speech. You all need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.live and discusses all the tough news that the Factor and other globalists are trying to ban you from listening to. Proof Negative is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to his show live on freedomizerradio.live and help protect freedom and fight global government.
If you listen to Proof Negative, we will give them all fact-check strikes. We need to make sure everyone receives a quantum dot tattoo on their wrist that is controlled by big government. If you do not get the tattoo or act out after you get the tattoo, then you will lose your bank account. If you share too much free speech or even think about free speech, we can put you in a re-education camp. But is it totally not a concentration camp? That is false.
That's why we do listen to Proof Negative. So we can rise up and fight the globalist government from making the world a prison system.
All right, so that was Broccoli Man and the Factor. And that one on Rumble is called is titled Brandon.
Pretty good.
So anyway, now I hope I didn't ruin the rhythm of the show after playing that. You guys can go back to whatever it is you were wanting to discuss.
Anybody want to say anything?
I don't know where we were. Wait, we were talking about.
I went to Jersey over the weekend for dinner because it's really hard to eat in restaurants in New York City if you're not vaccinated. And let me tell you, in Edison, New Jersey, parking lot full of cars with New York plates on them.
So let me
and
they're
coming
you
right
that,
back to New York after
the.
You could go into Long Island. New York City is the only one that has the ban.
Yeah, so why wouldn't you go to Long Island instead of New Jersey? I'm not saying one's better than the other.
Well,
I'm just asking.
No, only because Jersey's right near me. I'm a Staten Island, is right near Jersey. You know, half
but
of Staten Island is surrounded by New Jersey.
Yeah, but
you know. You got to pay to go over to any bridge to get up to Staten Island, even Verrazano, to go up to Long Island.
What does it cost
so Edison,
now to
Edison.
Go to Long Island from Staten Island?
To go over to Verrazano, I think it's $16 round trip.
Oh, wow.
And that's going up, supposedly. You know, so... See how that goes. They're going to raise the toll like anything
you
else.
Guys pay
you know.
That.
Yeah. We use they got, once de Blasio came in, they got rid of toll takers. They put automatic toll collecting. Either you have Easy Pass, which is it's a prepaid system that you put into an account, or they just mail you a bill based on your license registration.
Oh, it got quiet all of a sudden. Is that me?
Okay. No,
we're good.
I was gonna say, you know, like all this stuff that's going on. I think it was. I looked this up. Correct me if I'm wrong. But ever since they started doing the COVID mandates and everything, I've heard that in New York alone, they haven't been, you know, really on the. How to say, been giving out tickets and citations out for COVID, I don't even want to call it a law. It's really a mandate, but
you know
what I'm talking about.
Yep.
I think there's only been like 10 citations.
You know, like I said, there's a place that I go to eat out here. The owner does not check for a card. So, you know, I don't, you know, every once in a while I'll go there, but like I said, I decided to go to Jersey the other day, and this is what kills me. I could go to eat in New Jersey with no mask or nothing at all in a restaurant, and then come back to New York City. Like, how do you know I'm not sick now? It's totally asinine the way he's going about it. And he thinks he's really saving the city. That's the other thing.
He's doing such great work that he's going to just overwhelmingly win the governor spot.
Yeah. Proof, what? You're 100% right. He said that. He said that he's doing a great job protecting the residents of New York. He said this. I couldn't believe it. While he's got the munchies, while he's eating a sandwich, giving a press conference, you know he was lighting up right before he went in front of that camera.
Offering
you didn't
kids,
know he was.
They were offering kids a comic book in exchange for the jab. Kids don't
Are
even
you
read
kidding?
Comic books anymore. Offering money, offering free Shake Shack fries, or was it a burger and
wow.
fries? Free
Imagine
Krispy
that,
cream.
French fries for your life. That's what your life is worth now, a small order of French fries.
Well, yeah, well,
absolutely
Shake Shack was
insane.
the first restaurant nationwide to say that they're going to require gene therapy passports in order to eat there. And the owner said, if you don't get gene therapy, we don't want your business ever.
Proof, even the one in
wow.
Vegas on the Boulevard?
Wow.
That's what he said. So whether they're implementing that or not, I don't know. All I know is that's what he said.
Wow.
And Ben and Jerry's.
That is just insane, man.
I forgot about Ben and Jerry's. They said that too.
There was some business.
And meanwhile,
saying, if you voted for Joe Biden, don't come here.
Right.
And it's crazy too that also the police chief, I think he was the chief, he told everybody in his squadron, he said, nobody take the shot. He said,
that was Miami.
Believe it should. No, it was in Chicago.
Oh, it had to be a
yes,
sheriff.
Yes, that was
Couldn't
Chicago. Miami, Art Acevedo got fired because he tried to implement the mandatory
gene
therapy.
Art Acevedo, huh?
Yeah,
yeah,
now the mayor of Chicago is trying to sue the chief of police in Chicago because of the whole, you know, mandate and everything.
Right. She said something pretty disparaging about them.
She said that they were trying to cause an insurrection, no?
Yeah,
that's what Beetlejuice said, yes.
Beetlejuice. Don't say it
three
times.
And she says all this while her study, I think it's reached about 400 murders already this year.
Right.
Every weekend,
you know,
people are dying in Chicago.
Yeah, but the important thing is every. I'm sure on the 911 calls, hey, a stray bullet just went through my house and killed my 8-year-old daughter. Were you all wearing masks? I'm sure that's what the 911 calls sound like.
I'm sure. As long as you had your mask on.
Sick.
I had your back. And they still died of COVID. The numbers will still go down as COVID. Probable COVID.
And you know what's crazy about this whole COVID? The head of the FDA, both of them, they went from the commissioner. One went to Pfizer and the other one went to Moderna. And then Dr. Fauci, we all know NIH, and then now he's, the Wuhan Institute. I mean, it's almost like if you follow the pattern of the money, and then the CRC,
exactly.
where you're looking at this guy, I forgot the name of the company he runs. I think it's Pomona or something like that. But he's in it with the guy who is the head of the Department of Justice. Damn, what's his name? I forgot his name.
I got one other one for you. So the CEO of Reuters.
Garland, yeah.
His last name is Smith. The CEO of Reuters is also on the board for Pfizer.
Yeah,
I'm not surprised.
Oh, my God. It just gets deeper and deeper, man. That rabbit hole goes deep.
True.
And if you look at everything that is involved. Mm-hmm.
Now, go ahead and finish your point, but I'm next.
I was going to say, and all you see right now is all these foreign investors putting money into the system to put fines and heavy fines on these companies to try to, roll over belly up so they can, control the population. So you go ahead.
So I wanted to take another 2 minutes. There's another clip I really wanted to play today. So Paul Joseph Watson did a story where an Uber driver, there were flying bullets all around his car, and he's more worried about his scam on his face than he is a straight bullet hitting him.
What?
You got to hear this.
An Uber driver was caught in the crossfire of a terrifying Chicago shootout. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but if I've got bullets flying in my direction, in that moment, I'm not going to be concerned about anything else other than being shot. Surely that would be the case for anyone. No, he seems just as worried as his face mask slipping below his nose. But was that just an involuntary random reaction? No, he did it again.
Crazy.
And again. I shouldn't scoff. Just because there's a shootout going on doesn't mean COVID takes a break. While Tyrone and his friends were busy killing each other, this brave pillar of society could have been saving the lives of others in his car. There wasn't anyone else in the car. Maybe he was just about to pick up Tyrone and didn't want to expose him to the risk. Again, pillar of the community. It would be totally crass and insensitive to even suggest that this dude's brain has been frazzled with so much propaganda and social engineering that he literally places not being infected with a virus, even though he's completely on his own with no one else even in the same space as him, on an equal footing with the basic survival instinct of not getting shot in the head. Now that would be silly, wouldn't it? To get exclusive content, early access, behind-the-scenes stuff, and to personally interact with me, please...
All right, so like I said, he was so worried about his scam that he didn't care about the gunshots around him.
I want to see that video.
Get shot.
Please send me that. I need to see that.
I think I put it on my spybook wall. I'll tag you in it, B. Go ahead and share whatever else while I look for this.
I think we've entered the new age where last year where they were talking about the new normal. I think we're in it already.
I'll say.
Well, they're talking before about COVID. That was before times. This is now after times. I'm not even making that up.
Because they were calling it before the election. We need a new normal. We need to reimagine. We need to do, you know, so much because it's part of the Great Reset. They gotta, you know,
you gotta build back better.
Exactly. And unfortunately, build back better means build back the foreign powers back better. You know, like you look at China right now; they're not following anything right now.
Wasn't
we got back into that
same guy that Joe Biden plagiarized his speech from Kinnock. Didn't Kinnock?
It was an English guy.
Yeah.
It was an English guy.
Right. He said he was the first in his family to go to the university, and his wife.
Yeah, they played him, and they played Biden. They played him, and they played Biden.
Right.
What
they're
the hell?
Exactly. Right.
But then when you put him up against Trump, and he says that he finished first in his class, Trump completely annihilates him on that.
Completely.
Like what was it? He said he finished first in his class or whatever, or he told Trump something about
he graduated like the top of his class, but it was the bottom third
in law school. Yep.
Right, and
the people in his class said he's lying. He's a liar.
And he was all plagiarizing in school.
And then Trump said something about don't ever bring smart with me. You finished last in your class.
That was a good debate. But I think if when Trump debated Biden, if he had just let Biden talk, it would have made Trump look a lot better. He kept interrupting him. And it didn't help that the moderator was debating Trump, too, and I think Trump called him out. He was like,
yep.
Am I debating both of you guys or Biden? You know. It was a real, sham of a debate.
It was set up.
But there was no fly in it like the VP debate. Once the fly lands on somebody, forget about it. It's over.
I don't know. I look at it like this right now. I look at, like, the more panicked they are, the more they're trying to shift the money out of, you know, America. It's starting to seem, you know, like everything that you couldn't see, you actually see it now for what it is. Like them trying to drastically pull as much money out of these big Democrat cities makes you realize their whole plan was about these mega cities like Hitler had in plan. He wanted to make a super city so they can dominate whatever it says. And, you know, because that's what New York City does to whole New York, and that's what Los Angeles does, I mean, in San Francisco to the rest of California. I mean, what's his name? The guy who's running for mayor of New York City, the cop.
Adams.
He just said that he was gonna allow, you know, undocumented people to be voters.
Yeah, wow. I think his first course of action was to rename the street. Like
he said that.
Oh my God.
But the hopeful is the governor that took over for Cuomo. She's all for immigrants having their driver's license and for voting. She's up there too. They were all very progressive. Very progressive.
And not to mention, what's his name? For Project Veritas. He just interviewed a DHS worker, and he's been giving out about these criminals that are crossing the border, and they're saying this is what their excuse is. They're trying to leave a bad situation to come to America to get a better one. And these are people, like Trump was saying, they're emptying their jails out into...
Yeah.
And where's the sanctuary cities? Like Los Angeles, New York City, you know, just... Those are a few,
didn't
they? Let's just put it that way.
It's like Castro, what Castro did, man. He said he flushed the toilets of Cuba right into America.
And then on top of that, they're trying to strip the guns away from the American citizens while they, look at this. Picture this. In Afghanistan right now, they're selling M4s for about $23 right now. Here in America, buying ammo right now is expensive, let alone buying a gun. But over in Afghanistan, they're selling it for $23. They're selling helicopters, anything you can name, military weapons. They're selling it cheap over there right now.
Crazy.
While you look at it, where they said the right to bear arms, but they're stripping it from these major, these major states where, they're unconstitutional, Right now, when I heard Eric Adams, when he said he was going to take away handguns because there's a handgun problem, that's not the answer. It is not the answer.
Yeah, but the problem is he's not taking away the illegal handguns. He's taking away the, when they say that, they're not going to go door to door and search people's houses. They're just going to go to the local police where they have all the registered handguns, and they're going to take those away from people, just like they did in New Orleans during after the hurricane. They went into people's houses who had registered weapons, and they took their guns from them.
Yeah, and that's unfortunately just going to empower the criminals.
Yeah, and the criminals are just sitting out there watching, so they're waiting because they're the ones with the guns that are on. They're waiting to start the trouble.
Because if you look at it already, if you get a felony, you're not allowed to get you're not allowed to purchase a handgun. And then now, when they start enforcing these unconstitutional laws, like the most popular gun out there right now, the AR-15, they're trying to ban that. And imagine if they started doing, because over in Australia is a perfect example is what happens if you don't got a gun. They just come over and they if you're protesting, they're gonna smash you on the ground. They're gonna do that to your kids, your wife. It's unbelievable what they're doing in Australia right now. And that's why in America, we haven't fallen for the same trick they did when they were like, oh, yeah, just turn your guns in. You don't need them. Okay. That's what's stopping America from being like what you guys are right now.
You try to explain it to people, that the reasons why America has so many guns is because it's in our law. It's our right. It's our right to have a weapon. And I talk to friends, not friends, but people in Italy, and they're like, take your gun and shove it up your rear end. We don't need a gun here. We have fists. We have this. We have that. Well, they trust the government completely.
Oh, they're not saying that now, though. They're not saying that when they have vaccine passports.
Well,
proof.
To be honest, all they have, where are they going to go with pitchforks?
All they have now. So yeah,
that's all they have. I mean, that's all they have. That is all they have. I mean, I have a friend of mine. His father's a cop, and they don't want to carry guns when they're not working, when they're off duty. I'm like, you guys are out of your mind. I don't go nowhere without a gun, man. You gotta protect yourself. You gotta protect your family.
And it wasn't that long ago when they had Mussolini in charge, so.
Yeah. Exactly, man.
And that was one thing about, China, how they're trying to say the United States seems to be more like China. It's because look how terrible they treat their people. They're getting butt swabs right now. Like, men's got to put down their pants to get a butt swab. And here in America, there was one thing I cherish a lot about America is that the fact that you have freedom to actually go places without being, now it's totally different with the whole COVID thing. But before that, you didn't have to worry about, wearing a mask in certain places or if you could carry it in certain states. Because in places that are, if you go to California with more than 10 rounds, you get locked up for who knows how long. Because Kamala Harris used to lock people up for low crime, and have them go fight fires and extend their sentences. I don't know if you guys heard of that one, but
no,
she would used to go take people who have petty drugs, they got caught with drugs. It was something petty, but she would extend their sentences and make them go fight the wildfires in California.
Free labor, exactly.
You're kidding me.
No, look it up. What's her name? The lady from Hawaii, she exposed it on her. I think it was it Gabbard? Tulsi Gabbard?
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't know why she's a Democrat. I still don't understand how she's a Democrat.
Because she's anti-gun.
Is she anti-gun, Gabbard?
She is. She's pro putting money in people's hands, And she's against bails and things like that. It's ridiculous.
Let me tell you something, V. I was in Pennsylvania this morning. Going to Wawa. There's a guy standing next to me in line with it. He's got a gun. He's open carry in Pennsylvania. I am so not used to seeing that.
That is weird.
Just a regular citizen with a gun on his hip, out exposed.
You'll be desensitized.
That's the craziest thing.
It is.
But they go to Texas, Montana, or Wyoming.
Yeah, I mean, in Pennsylvania, you could buy a long gun. As long as you have a residence in Pennsylvania, or proof of residence with the tax bill, and a tax bill and a credit card, or cash, whatever, you're walking out with a gun in less than 20 minutes. They do not even register to slug the serial number down, and give it to the local police. I mean, they have it for their records, but they don't notify anyone locally that you bought a firearm.
Well, if you got a concealed weapons permit, you can do that because you already checked into the system and everything.
Well, in New York City, I have a concealed carry permit, but if I wanted to buy another gun in New York City, I have to go get a requisition form and go buy the gun, and have so many days to buy it, and I have to get it inspected by it. There's a whole process with it, it's a rigmarole. But in Pennsylvania, all you got to do in Pennsylvania, even for a handgun, you have to go to the local sheriff, whatever background check you have to do with them, and once they clear you, you're good. You could even buy silencers in Pennsylvania.
Good to know.
Oh, wow, easy.
You
got to wait for
a year
for that.
You can buy a silencer. I mean, they're expensive. They are expensive. But you can buy a silencer. I saw a guy who was buying silencers. He was from Staten Island, too. He used to live in Staten Island. He lives up in PA now. I said, yeah, buy silencers. I have a couple of them. They're great. They work great. I'm like, really? You can just buy a silencer like that? He says, you got to go through a little bit of a process, but it's still... You could have a silencer in New York. You can't buy a silencer in New York. You can't even buy a pea shooter in New York without them complaining about it.
That's true. And weren't Democrats crying about this when they thought that there was some whole voter registration issue that was happening with Republicans? They were saying that it was easier to buy a gun than it is to vote as a black person.
No. I mean, listen, it's harder to buy alcohol in Pennsylvania than it is to buy a handgun, I'll say that.
No kidding.
Yeah, I mean, when you buy the gun, all you got to do is fill out the form and show proof. In Pennsylvania, when I go to a liquor store, I have to show them proof. I mean, I'm almost 60 years old. I still got to show them proof, and they scan my ID. That's the killer. They scan the ID card, my license, my
New York
license.
They keep a track. Keep a track of what you drink.
And in Pennsylvania, you can only buy so much alcohol. Liquor is sold in a state liquor store. The state runs the liquor stores. But like beer and wine, you can buy in the supermarket. But you can only buy, I think, maybe 2 6-packs of beer or the equivalent of fluid ounces.
So ridiculous, putting a limit on how much But that's one thing they didn't stop during the quarantine, did they? They left all liquor stores open and all dispensaries.
Yep. They got to make their money. Actually, but in Pennsylvania, the liquor stores, the state-run liquor stores, were closed for a while. That they were. I remember that for sure. Because I was driving, I would drive around in PA, and you know, because I'm down and I have a place in the Poconos, and liquor stores were closed. They were boarded up, actually. They were boarded up. Even in the Poconos, I was shocked at.
Yeah, I'm surprised to hear that.
I'm just going to be interested in what's going to happen in the next couple of months, because there's a lot of things that are about to go down.
You and me both, man.
When we're looking at right now, like, I don't think people realize how deep we are right now. Like, you know, like months back, it was, you looked at it and you're like, damn, there's really no hope at this point. And then now you're looking at it now, you're just seeing so many people coming out of the woodwork actually fighting, like Project Veritas for one. That guy's amazing.
Yep.
I'm shocked that they still let him out there.
Project Veritas even is.
No.
Like,
he does a remarkable job. I don't know how he does it.
You know what? I think they use dating sites. Don't they use dating sites to make people up and they record them? Crazy.
Yeah.
One thing that he's been doing right now is been infiltrating the system, finding out about these COVID shots, finding out about the fetal tissues that they've been using. You know, they didn't want to put that out there about the fetal tissues that they've been putting into the COVID shots, and you know, like him infiltrating it all as far as to the sciences where they even said it themselves, it doesn't work. Like, antibodies is, you know, how you're gonna, you know, get through this. And now everybody who's heard it understands what's going on. Everybody who hasn't heard it, you know, they still haven't heard of Project Veritas. This guy, he's gone leaps and bounds to actually infiltrate even as far into the FBI. I mean, and this guy's out of New York.
Yep.
Well, now he just puts it out that if you have information and you work with a certain organization, give him a call. And he runs in and they see if it's valid and they leak it.
That's what he's saying about the airline companies now. He's wanting people to start coming out about it. And you know what? The price he's asking, like, if he can get it done, he can get people to come out and he'll give them, how much do you want? You know, he'll pay them money for the information they got, because that's what's really worth at the end of the day. I mean, he's one of the few people who've actually sued, what was it, the New York Times, I think it was, and actually successfully, he's going through it. Yeah. And right now, everybody's terrified. Like, he tried to interview another woman, and she was running. Like, he had a video of her running. Like, that's the type of fear he's putting into them.
Well,
and,
they're worried what's going to happen to them if they know what's going on. You know, they know the operation that they're running on us, the scam they're running on us. You know, and they're part of it, and they're willing participants. And you know, they don't want to be the one who brings down their house of cards.
I love seeing a retraction after they call them out. After he calls them out, rather, I love those retractions. It's so rare to see them publicized. That's why a lot of retractions are really quiet.
Well, right now we're starting to see everything from the Democrat Party, because you can see AOC and her friends. They're like in a total different part of the
Democrat
Party.
Members of Congress are excluded from getting the vaccine.
Yeah.
So everybody who works for the post office.
And the post office, yeah. And Pfizer.
Well,
yep,
remember
yep.
when Go
ahead.
Remember when they were voting on putting the Iron Dome on top of Israel, and the only couple people that didn't vote it were them?
Yeah, wasn't AOC crying?
She was crying
because she wasn't crying about that. So she said, "She knows exactly what she was doing."
But you see, they're the super progressive side, and then you got the Joe Manchin and the Sinema, who are part of like a real. They're not conservative to say, but they're not progressively Democrat like they are, because they're not passing bills, you know, for them.
They're like,
and then you got the Joe Biden, And then you got the Joe Bidens and Nancy Pelosi's, where they just want to spend so much money and they don't care about anybody else because they're working for foreign investors. Like, you see, like, the piece of the pie where they can't all mingle together. It's like, it's almost like a war within each other because they can't get stuff done. Like, you look at Mitch McConnell and the Republicans, they're just basically, you know, the ones that slow down the process, but they're not really anybody. But then when you look at the Democrat Party, it's like a whole bunch of greedy people fighting amongst each other. Like, they can't even pass the infrastructure bills or any of these other big bills that they need passed, like the reconciliation one too.
I mean, they do.
Well, yeah, that's because the Bernie Sanders crowd demands that everything get funded, and also you must put abortions in there, and you must do all kinds of radical stuff. Amnesty has to be in there, or else they're not passing it. And then you get the other side that's like, well, I don't want this thing to begin with, so they're not going to get the votes. That's funny. You got both sides with people that don't want anything to do with this for different reasons.
And they're all in the same party.
Basically.
They were so focused on getting whoever in that they didn't realize that their own worst enemy was going to be each other. And, like, it's not only them. Like, you're looking at, like, Antifa versus BLM. Are you starting to see these other Democrats that are just not agreeing with what they're doing because everything is too radical? Like, you're getting the actual liberals who used to be Democrat, but they see how radical the Democrat Party is, and they don't – they more align themselves with Trump, which is crazy enough, you know, like, because the – it's became such a division that it's rather you go super left or as the right, they like to call it. I think of them as like the center left at this point. But I think of Trump as like a libertarian, to be honest.
Well, you may be right there. You know, there's some people that even saying that Trump is part of the scam that they're pulling on us. And I'm like, I hope to God he's not. And I really don't think he is, but you never know. You never know.
I would disagree. I would say Trump is more like a classical liberal. And there's actually a little YouTube video on that. That what's that guy, Dave? God, he's gay, and he's a writer, and he has a podcast, and he wrote a book called Don't Burn This Book. I don't know why I can't remember his last name.
Never heard of
it. He made a YouTube video. He's narrating it where he's explaining what it means to be a classical liberal, and it's got some conservative values, but there's a love of country that you don't see really too much on the left. Very much against really extreme left and extreme right. It's almost middle. You still love your country. You still have some conservative values, and you still want everybody to have the freedom to choose for themselves. Dave Rubin.
I feel that's the Republican Party. Oh, Dave Rubin,
That's my dude. Like, I bought his book. I didn't burn it. He said not to. But, I mean, he got bumped off Twitter for a while because he predicted that there would be vaccines and then booster shots. And he was right, but he got bumped off for spreading misinformation, and they had to let him back on because, of course, he was right.
Because he was told. He probably knew. He was told. He was given a heads up. This is what's going to happen.
I love Dave Rubin because he had this interview with Ben Shapiro and Jordan Peterson. A lot of people from the left don't like to debate people from the right or anything, but Dave Rubin is one of those few. few guys that could actually do it.
Well, just recently, Anna Kasparian from the Young Turks debated Ben Shapiro. And
Ben
that
Shapiro,
was interesting.
Yep.
It was about a good hour and a half. You can spot that on YouTube. And she got torn down by her own side. Of course, they tend to eat their own for even entertaining those debates. But it was an opportunity, I think, for people to have like a civil discourse, which we don't see very much. And I think both of them should be applauded for that. You know.
And I really think that's what's really gonna do it in for a lot of the Democrat Party, because a lot of them don't even, like, I'm going to say a lot of them are just not aware of a lot of the issues that are going on. And the ones that are do, they're kind of just like, I don't know how to really even call it. They're not in tune with the country at this point.
But they have so much, people have their hands in their pockets. You know, like, they're being influenced left and right. Who knows if they're being blackmailed or controlled? I mean, we've heard about a shadow government really controlling things. We hear about a cabal that controls everything, the central banks controlling the politicians. I have a picture of one of the Rothschilds. I forget which one. He's putting his fingers into the chest of Prince Albert. Was it Prince Charles? And it's like, you own the prince. He's putting his hands on royalty. That's completely not allowed in by anyone in public. When he was talking to him, because he knows that he owns.
He knows who his daddy is.
The queen. He
yep.
owns. You know, like, he owns their money. Like, everybody has to get everything from him. So the Rothschilds are very powerful people. You know, the Rockefellers too. They were able to influence, you know, medical schools and hospitals, and a lot of the protocols and the education that people get is very much controlled by them. Doctors used to learn holistic medicine in medical school, in addition to, you know, prescription meds. And now doctors only learn prescription meds. Holistic medicine is out the window. And of course, the Rockefeller Foundation has something to do with that.
And they actually got a city in Antarctica where they got named after them. But if a regular person says put on an article, you get arrested immediately.
Oh, wow. A dog is
barking.
Hey,
you guys, somebody's ringing my doorbell. I got to go see what it is real quick, so you'll have to excuse me.
Don't worry. That's why the dog is barking, I guess. Huh?
It's good to have a dog barking in the house, believe me. It's good alarm
system. Probably the Fed. We're talking too much. This is the CIA. Right.
We've been monitoring your show. Who's that guy that says he has a fake vax card to get into Foo Fighter concerts?
Right. Oh, right. There was a big thing with the Rage Against the Machine, right? How they were like saying that they were only going to perform at venues that needed people to require vaccinations and that all their fans.
Really? And they're usually against the system.
Right, that's the thing about the left. The Overton window's moved so far over that they've become what the right is. They seem like the old, you know, religious people of the past.
They actually said that.
Yeah, they that was through their actions. They wanted their venue to be for vaccinated crowds only, and they wanted their fans who came to see their shows to be vaccinated.
That's bullshit, man. They're not raging against the machine no more.
Nope, they're raging with it.
Yep, they're raging with the machine, exactly.
And you know what I found out the other day that was kind of crazy?
What?
The guy who killed Osama bin Laden has been placed on a no-fly list because he killed Osama bin Laden.
Oh, isn't he like a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
He was because
if you look at everything that's being placed, like over in the Middle East, there was a reason why. Because like when Trump came in, you don't hear about ISIS no more. You don't hear about any of that. But then now when you have Biden back in, all of a sudden the Taliban is big and powerful, and now they're a government entity. Like, they have to respect them as a government. They're doing deals with the Taliban.
And sending
and
them
then, and I don't know if you heard about this, though, but Creepy Joe agreed to give them, I think it was $462 billion in aid.
That is correct. A lot of money, man. I don't remember. I didn't hear the number, but they said that they were going to give the money. A lot of money.
And the Chinese said that they were going to help them out, too, by funding their projects and everything. The Taliban.
Left, man.
Like,
as soon as we
Austin,
left, the Chinese walked right
Austin,
in.
You don't think, like, Milley and Austin, all these guys, like, these generals that had everything to do with this, I think, like, respectfully, they should have resigned immediately after that happened. But they're still in there doing, you know, what God knows how, what they're doing.
Well, you don't make money if you resign. That's why.
That is true. That's why the how do you call it, the military higher-ups didn't like Trump so much because he only dropped one bomb in Afghanistan, and then that was it. He tried to end – because he's the only president since I forgot who it was that hasn't done a war. I think it was Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter?
Yeah, Jimmy Carter, I think it was.
Didn't he bring troops to the Iran and Iraq crisis?
Yeah,
I
that's
think
when
General
they got those
Ford
troops that were killed.
Might have started a war, if I remember right.
Gerald Ford?
Does that sound right,
well,
Vito?
They did have the Middle East crisis where the Iran crisis where he sent in the troops and they all died. How many of them died during the rescue mission?
I thought that was in 1977 with Jimmy Carter.
No, it was Eisenhower, wasn't it?
No, the rescue mission was with Carter with Iran.
Yes.
Yeah. And then we had Reagan with the Iran-Contra.
Yeah, that's why I said Gerald Ford was the last president. But Gerald Ford was not elected. He was just the vice president, right?
Yep. Yeah, he went from speaker. I think he went from speaker to president. Right, wasn't he the Speaker of the House?
Well, who was the vice president? Spiro Agnew?
Spiro Agnew. Agnew left. Ford came in. I don't know how Ford came in, though.
All right. Well,
and
that makes
they
sense.
They put him into Nixon's slot.
Yeah.
After that.
Dominic, don't you love how you're too young for this part of the conversation?
Hey, I'm not that old.
And
neither is Prue.
I'm still in it.
Hey, I'm not 50 yet. I'm getting there. I only have another 10 months, 11 months.
God bless you.
Yeah, God bless.
And that's when everything starts going downhill, Proof.
The knees. Starts with the
knees. I'm lucky if I
the
make
knees,
it to 50.
The knees and the hips are the first things to go, Proof. Trust me. That's the first thing to go.
Oh, boy.
I got another 23 years.
If you think you're going to last 23 years under the New World Order globalist, good luck on that.
Read my mind. Proof, read my mind.
I have a feeling we're going to make it out of it because there's too many woke people right now. Not woke as in the Democrat woke. I'm talking about
you mean
people
awake.
Who are...
There's a difference between woke and awake.
Because I feel like right now, everything that's going on, you have too much of a big faction of, like, places that are not complying with it. Like, even in blue states, you still got red areas that are not complying with it. Like, in New Hampshire, for instance. I think it was in New Hampshire that they're trying to secede from the states now.
Yeah, but New Hampshire is also putting some vaccine mandates in, if I'm not mistaken. And their motto is live free or die.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't understand this. This just makes no sense.
I'm going to say something again here that a lot of people with this fourth booster, they're going to have to get the QR code tattooed on their arm. And a lot of people are going to go with it. And well, if you bring up that it's the mark of the beast, they're going to totally fact-check you and tell you that it's totally not the mark of the beast. It's just the mark that goes on your right wrist that you need in order to buy, sell, or work, but it's totally not the mark of the beast.
That's crazy.
You're going to have people reading the
book. It's basically saying the same thing as, okay, Eve, it's okay to eat that apple. That's not
an
really
apple.
An apple. Just eat it.
Right.
While they tell you not to go to church and all that, and not to believe in a God, but to believe in Lord Fauci for going Halloween trick or treating.
Could you imagine that?
And telling you that Christmas is too dangerous right now to be thinking about.
Yeah, well, Dr. Frotti said it's okay for your kids to go trick-or-treating as long as everybody has on a scam and all the houses you knock on that they also are wearing scams and got their gene therapies.
I'm surprised he's even allowed to say anything after saying you can catch AIDS in a cereal box.
Well, but that's why he got promoted right now, too, though, because he's allowed to say that stuff and get away with it.
Yeah.
Like, it was crazy, like, how the whole movement was going, and then you had a basketball player literally playing in the NBA who had AIDS, like, back in the 90 or 91.
Yes.
And then you literally had another legend die of AIDS before that, and Will Chamberlain, after he said he slept with, like, 30,000 women or whatever. So,
I think that number's a bit exaggerated, but...
Yeah. I believe it, but I mean, not the numbers, but
it's possible.
Yeah, that would be like 5 to 8 women every single day without fail.
Yeah, you wouldn't have, like they say, you wouldn't have time to put his pants on.
No.
Or take them off.
See, Magic Johnson had a Magic Johnson, but he's only claimed to have 10,000.
And he's still living.
Yeah, well, because he's not taking AZT, man. And AZT was pushed by Fauci. That was his wonder drug, too.
Oh, man. I just wonder, like, because, like, it wasn't even that long ago where he was talking about the AIDS epidemic and how wrong he was. And now he's leading a whole new generation about COVID and... Now that the tests are going to change in December, they're trying to bring up this new fifth wave, and they're trying to push these because they're going to do something more crazier. Because like right now, and I'm pretty sure everybody's here seeing what happened in Arizona right now with all the duplicate ballots, the mail-in ballots that came in afterwards.
Yeah,
and yes, but the thing is all that stuff is well and good, but are they going to do anything about it? And I know the
correct
people that did the audit want something done, but if the governor is closing his ears and eyes and says la 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 la, then all that's for nothing.
Right.
Exactly. So it's on the AG right now.
No,
they
I
have
understand
to fix
that.
It. If they're not fixing the problem, they don't think that it's going to be there, it's
yes,
going to be
but,
there
but,
for every other election.
But Ducey's hatred of Trump overtakes what's doing right. So it's more important for him to show his devout hatred of Trump and not do the right thing than it is to actually do the right thing.
Well, Brnovich is up because I think he's trying to get into, is it the Senate in the Republican Party of Arizona? I don't know, he's trying to get in somewhere. But Trump right now, he holds the cards for all the Democrats. I mean, not all the Democrats, all the Republicans all across the board right now. Like, everybody's
and
listening
the,
to who's
rhinos,
to vote in.
And the rhinos hate that thought.
Oh, they hate it. They definitely hate it. But there's nothing they can do, though. Like, Mitch McConnell said, this is it. After this year, he's retiring. All these other rhinos, you already hear them. They're done because they already know this red wave is coming in 2022. And that's what Democrats are so scared of right now because
well,
They're also
they got the majority.
Worried about having another Paul Ryan lead, you know, Speaker of the House. You don't want him, another one like him in there, too. He was a useless speaker. He was with the program.
Well, Mitch? The Republicans might try to put Kevin McCarthy in there, which is better than Pelosi, but that's just another Paul Ryan.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think McCarthy is that strong.
But I don't know. When you see people like Chuck Grassley over there in Iowa, he's been pretty good.
He's been a pretty good
member. We got. You don't think so?
No, he was one of those that voted on the $3.5 trillion, one of the 19, and one on Laura Ingraham's show and made himself look like an ass.
Wow.
But what Incredible. Was funny about that bill is after 19 Republicans voted yes on it, then it went back to the Democrats for the Congress, and that's when the AOCs and stuff said that they're voting against it now because
they
want more. But Chuck Grassley was one of the 19 that gave them that vote.
But I don't know. I kind of look at it as like a strategy that they've been using, because if you look at the Republican Party,
forget,
you got a lot of...
Forget strategy now. You got to say no to all of it, because any part of saying yes to a globalist government is sad at this point. If you got Democrats that are saying no to a vote that a bill that they wrote, why are you helping them?
To make them battle within.
No, forget that. You either stand for it or against it. Just like what Bush said, you're either for the enemy or you're against it. And if you're voting with the enemy, then you're the enemy.
But I mean, if you look at it from the farther perspective of it, you're seeing a battle from within. The Democrat Party, they're eating themselves. That's all they're doing. They're eating themselves.
Well, then let them vote no and stop bailing them out.
They're not getting bailed out. They didn't even pass it.
Okay.
It was a conflict of interest the whole time.
Yes, and only let me try to put it this way. Democrats voted against this bill. Republicans voted yes, and the Democrat Congress pulled it back and said, we want more. If the Democrats would have shut up, then we would have had a $5 trillion bill passed. It's only because that it was passed with those 19 senators that they took it back and said, we can get more.
And what if they called them on their bluff?
You're not getting it. I'm not
they
mad
didn't
at
pass
you.
It,
don't get me wrong. You're not understanding. You shouldn't have to be in that place in the first place. If you voted no against it, then no means no.
Well, they said the same thing about defunding the police, and now they went back to funding them even more instead of federalizing
the
police.
And now you still got Cori Bush out there trying to push defund the police.
But the minute they do it, then they immediately backtrack and give the police even more money to protect their own city.
Well, no,
they
don't want those police. They want their own police.
Yep, that is true. But once they start flooding into the rich areas and start looting and stealing.
If they can get rid of Vito and replace him with the National Guard and then put their own troops in who have been fully liberal educated, then that works for them.
They will.
That's what they're trying to do in New York, by replacing all those workers with their own federal units or whatever, so they can, you know, when people come in there, they don't, you know, no funny stuff happens. That's what they're trying to do with all these nurses and all these doctors that aren't vaccinated. They're like, oh, okay, we can just put in somebody like the National Guard and we can for sure get our way with this. That's what they're doing. Federalizing everything so they can have it their own way.
Let me take a break in the action here real quick. B, how are you holding up?
I'm okay.
I meant to check on you 10 minutes ago, but we got caught up here.
No, it's a good conversation. I'm with it. I'm here.
But I figured you're not working that hard right now. No, I'm not trying to offend you, but you're not having to hold down a show by yourself or anything. You got people pretty much talking in your place.
Yeah, no, they're doing great. I'm enjoying it.
All right. See, V asked if, because she was out the last couple weeks, she said she might not have the energy to do a whole three-hour show. So I had to check in and make sure she's okay.
I feel energetic.
There you go.
Thank you.
Wow.
So I do want to play what Ron DeSantis out of Florida said.
What do you say?
Because he's standing up and saying that people should not get fired for not getting a gene therapy.
Yeah.
So I want to play this. Unfortunately, in the beginning, a lady's asking a question and she's very hard to hear. So we got to wait a second for DeSantis to pick up
on
this.
So here's what I think. I think
there you go.
No one should lose their job over these shots. I think we want to protect people's jobs. These are folks that have been working throughout this whole time. They were put in situations where they were exposing themselves to risk knowingly to help others, and they did that, and we considered them heroes just a year ago. Now you're going to let them go by the wayside, and you're not going to let them work anymore and kind of throw them in. And here's the thing. Different people have different views on this. I'd say most of the people in the healthcare industry, the nurses, most of them have recovered from COVID. Most of them have natural immunity. It is strong protection. And then they have other considerations that they have. Man, I think that they should be protected. Now, you're in a situation where, and we're working in my office to figure out what we can do on the state level. People are focusing on the Biden mandate on employers. So you have a company that has 150 people. Biden is now coming in and forcing you to force the employees to do these things. That's obviously going to cause different folks to potentially lose their jobs. It's going to be bad for the employees, and it's going to be bad for the businesses. And that's the kind of the thing that affects most. But they also have an employee a mandate on any entity that gets Medicare and Medicaid. So they're threatening these hospitals. If you don't do this mandate, you don't get reimbursed from Medicare and Medicaid. Well, the hospitals, you can't do business because most of your patients are Medicare patients, particularly in a place like Southwest Florida. So I think that's unconstitutional what they're doing. I think it's illegal. I don't think they have the authority to just issue these dictates and threaten to pull off who knows how much funds that would end up being. So I think a lot of the hospitals are responding to that federal kind of sword of Damocles that the Biden administration has placed over their heads. And what's the results going to be? Exactly what you just said. You're going to have some people that decide to walk away. This is at a time where you have acute shortages in healthcare workers. Now, in Florida, yesterday we pointed out, we did from the time we started our monoclonal antibody program, we have 52 straight days of a decline in COVID-positive patients in hospitals throughout Florida, 57 straight days where the seven-day average of new admissions has declined. Our admissions are down, I think, close to 85% since we did that. So we're in our infection rate is one of the third low. I think it's third or fourth lowest in the country now. But there's still other things that need to be tended to. You know, it's not just COVID. Even at the height, you know, out of like 64,000 beds, you know, you had it's not like most of those were COVID. I mean, it was always less than half. I think it was about a third at the peak statewide. And so you have all these other issues that need to be tended to, too. But then when you see Delta has not done waves in other parts of the country yet. It's unfortunately probably going to do that. What are they going to do this? And so I just think it's big. But ultimately, I think the root of that with healthcare is Biden trying to force every pretty much healthcare provider that accepts Medicare or Medicaid. They're threatening to cut that off if you don't impose this mandate. So we're looking at options to be able to fight back against Biden. And then, of course, I just think individual employees should be protected. This is not a time. Just think of Biden. He says, don't make the vaccines divisive. Don't make the vaccines divisive. You are trying to take people's jobs away over this issue. You are trying to plunge people into destitution. You are taking away their livelihoods. Nobody else is doing that. You are the one that's being divisive about this. To say to a police officer who's been working this whole time, or a nurse or a firefighter, that now they lose their job, way before there was any vaccines and we even knew what the heck was going on with you go back to March, April 2020, there's so much unknowns. Those guys had to answer the call. Patient comes in, the nurses are there caring for him. Someone calls 911, the police and the fire, they're there. And they had to put themselves on there. And now you're going to toss them aside? So he is the one that's being divisive on this. We believe people should be able to make their own decisions. Yes, ma'am. So there were three different tranches of ESSER. If you look, Florida, I think, is tied for sixth in having dispersed the most amount of ESSER. Now, I think the highest state is Iowa. They've done 20-some percent just because there's so much money, and you have until 2024 to spend it. So we're doing much better than average in getting it out. But, you know, there was this issue about ESSER 3. Oh, Florida didn't do the May deadline. Well, our State Department of Education was talking with the U.S. Department, and they said, our legislature's in session. We don't know how they're going to do it. Can we see how that shakes out and then see what we need? And we go. So they said, oh, yeah, that's fine, because the whole purpose of submitting that plan in May was to reopen schools. Well, we did that a year ago. Our schools were open. You know, a lot of these parts of the country, unfortunately, parents had very limited, in some cases, no access to in-person education for their kids. And so that was the genesis of that, hey, you need to do it. Our schools were open, so we wanted to see what the constraints the legislature would do, and then we wanted to see, as we got into the school year, what was necessary. All the money is going to be dispersed, but they physically couldn't spend it all right now, and you have until 2024, and we're going to send every bit we can. But, you know, some of these people will write to us, you know, and this is all just, you know, political. They'll write and say, oh, you know, you haven't dispersed ESSER 3, and they're sitting on $150 million in ESSER 2 that they haven't spent, like Hillsborough did. So that's what we'll do. We do have we've been working on the plan. I believe it was submitted. You could talk to the Department of Education. They briefed me on a couple weeks ago. So that's going, and it's all going to go for sure. But we are Florida the sixth in terms of highest percentage of money that's been dispersed to the school districts. So when you hear some of the stuff, you know, you wonder, like, okay, like, you know, some of these other states are, you know, much less. Why don't you ever hear about that? And I think it's because it's just political. Okay, everybody, thanks so much. It's great to be back here. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. All right. So, yeah, that was DeSantis basically standing up for the first responders, who are demonized across probably at least half the nation, if not more.
It's true. I see it a lot on Facebook. There's a lot of leftist groups that don't understand why first responders, like people in the hospitals mostly, why they aren't getting the vaccine, you know. And that comes coupled with the whole mentality of people who are careless and reckless, which is anybody who follows and supports Trump. So it's the left devouring their own, because a lot of people who work in hospitals don't necessarily all belong to the same political party. Mm-hmm. And it just happens to be that a lot of people in hospitals are being restricted from sharing their experiences with seeing people vaccinated and how many people are coming in with COVID having had the vaccine, one or two shots. And they're being restricted from sharing that on platforms like Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, because it's misinformation. So it looks like they're just being quiet, but they're not. They're being censored. It's not right.
Oh, man. How do I feel about this? I love what he's doing, but he's got such a conflict of interest when it comes to these cities here in Florida. Like, Tampa is like, I still, you know, with the whole mask mandate, some of the companies still doing the vaccines and stuff. I mean, I love the push he's doing against it, but to be honest, it's a whole institutional thing that, you know, like these federal employees with I'm pretty sure you've heard of what happened with Southwest in Jacksonville, where a lot of the employees walked out, the pilots, the staff, the air traffic control. I mean, it's showing. It's one of these things that, you know, now it's not just the state level, it's about the federal level too.
So you're in Tampa?
Orlando.
All right. I couldn't remember what city out there you were in.
Yeah, because right now he's suing I think he's suing a county over the whole, you know, the mask mandates and everything that they're pushing upon the people and whatnot. So even in, like, cities that are within, you know, Florida, like, his realm, it is still battling, you know, because like, Tampa, for instance, it was another one. Like, I'm pretty sure when you seen the Super Bowl and they were talking about everybody's going to be a super spreader for going to the Super Bowl and everything. And there's places in Miami where it's like, when it was like months where, you know, everybody in Florida was just living regular, they were still living the COVID life over there. So it's interesting to see that. Just like I was kind of interesting to see when you go to New York, when you're in the city, it's different from when you're outside the city, because people act like, it's kind of interesting, that whole COVID mandates and everything, how they say a lot of people die from it. It's incredibly special to see the Amish. They have not even been affected by this at all. And they're one
of
the people that...
Of course not. They don't have televisions. They don't have cable.
Exactly. And they're not affected by it. But then when you look one of these Indian reservations where they tell you, you got to get the vaccine, you got to do this, you got to do that. And a lot of them caught COVID. A lot of them are having problems. Like even not to switch subjects on that, but just to look at Israel, for instance, 85%, I think, was vaccinated. And they got so much COVID going on over there. It's crazy.
Oh, same.
Yeah,
they're
the highest vaccinated country in the world,
and they are, and they're doing terrible also.
And like all this stuff is going right back to what we're looking at the vaccine, and they don't want to give out the ingredients. They don't ever want to talk about, you know, these high concentrated places where people are getting vaccinated, where you can go to behind the 7-Eleven and you don't even know if you're getting a dirty needle sticked in you or not, but they're gonna give it to you. You know, they got these little test camps that, you know, they're going to give you your false positives and then build up their little narrative about how bad it is. It's incredible. Like,
I had an argument with a Democrat about how the COVID vaccine bottles and vials come with a lookbook of instructions or ingredients, and this is left intentionally blank all over.
Yeah, it was blank, yes.
And they don't believe me. I was like, I swear, you can just search it anywhere. Anywhere you go, you'll see that the COVID ingredients are listed in the box. And he was like, yeah, right, you're making up things. You're such a liar. I was like, oh, my God. I've seen so many videos where people just took it right out the box and opened it up, and it was blank everywhere.
Yes.
And then while they're doing it,
because the vegans are going to be like, no, there's been little fetal parts inside of there. And they don't want animal parts in their body or human parts even.
And then while they're doing this, they're allowing the southern border to get flooded with a lot of undocumented people. And then they ship them off, like not ship them, you know, they put them in buses, they'll put them on flights. They'll give them their little ticket. They go to the places. And then they start battling for these low-income areas. And then what the the media and everything does, the top people, the top elite, they try to pick these people from the bottom, be like, oh, they called you illegal alien. They say all this stuff, you're oppressed because of this. Oh, everybody who's a middle class attacking them, this is the reason why you're like this. You know, it's a top going for the people at the bottom, trying to attack the middle class, because that's what America was mostly known for, was having a great middle class, being able to be good factory workers. And, you know, like once you start stripping the jobs out, now you start creating tension, that's when they can start dividing and start conquering people. Like we've seen over the summer with the BLM riots, that, you know, people can go out and burn cities and create autonomy zones and burn police departments down, but then they set up a coup where you go to January 6th, and then now everybody who is associated with Trump, now you got under the FBI, and they watch you as you spend over $600 and watch your purchases from trying to strip your bank accounts away, like they did at the Capitol, where they were like following people who got Bank of America and finding out, you know, everything that you're doing by your bank account.
Right. They were letting
there's one more topic I wanted to switch up to before we say goodnight here. I mean, we got time, I guess, but did you guys see how Superman, the father is giving his Superman duties to his son, and his son is gay?
Yep.
So Superman not only is now gay, but Superman no longer works for America. He works for the global government against America.
I thought he was bisexual.
But I don't even care at this point. He's kissing a dude and enjoys it, so I don't care what you call it. It's not acceptable, in my opinion. It's not because he's gay. I'm just tired of them stealing every superhero and propagandizing it. If you wanted to create a superhero from thin air, then go for it. Do your thing. But don't take these superheroes that have been around for decades and give us propaganda. That's all I'm asking. It's not genuine. It's doing it to pander.
Yeah. This is exactly what it is.
But they could have created their own superhero. That wouldn't bother me.
That reminds me of what Dave Chappelle said about where he was saying the rapper DaBaby or whatever, he shot someone in Walmart. He shot another black person, but they didn't, you know, that didn't destroy his career. But the minute he said something about the gay community, that destroyed it, you know, a lot about, I don't know, I don't really keep up with rap, but that's
right.
What they said really got to him, was saying something about the gay community. They're too overprotected at this point. It's like they're using it to weaponize against people, and then they keep rubbing it in your face. Like it's like somehow they got some little bit of the power, like a little minority of the country got so much power that they want to rub it in everybody's faces by taking superheroes, taking stuff that, you know, as us growing up, we're used to seeing as, like, you know, I don't know how to say it. It's just turning the values on the people. And then they hide behind major corporations.
Like, SpongeBob SquarePants, I don't want him being gay. Not because I'm against gay, but it's a kid's show. I don't want that stuff being out there and discussed on a show for 10-year-olds.
That's the thing, it's hard to introduce homosexuality to a kid without explaining sex and attraction. And those are hard and complex ideas to introduce to a young developing mind. And if you do it too soon, they become too curious, and then they could be distracted and consumed by that.
Yeah, it's like the gay drag queen story time stuff.
Right.
Why are we doing this for 5-year-olds? If you want to have that kind of stuff for 12 and 13-year-olds, like when I was a kid, when sex ed, that was the age that they determined.
That's right.
Are you talking about the?
But a 5-year-old
are you talking about the rainbow?
By then, if you want to be a girl, or it's just sad that they say in California and in many other countries now, in liberal countries, a 3- or 4-year-old can tell a hospital that they want a sex change and they can get it, and they don't even have to tell the parents. Like the parents are not going to find out somehow that the kid had a sex change.
Right. But I don't understand who would teach the kid about that first. You know what I'm saying? Somebody has to teach a kid what all that is. And, God, you know, shame on the doctors who entertain this.
Well, in D.C., they did the same thing with the vaccine. They tried to mandate it where, in D.C., the schools can take control of, you know, telling the doctors that the kid needs to be vaccinated whether the parent likes it or not. That happened in D.C., I think, last summer. And then in California now, they're demanding that you take critical race theory for to graduate high school. And then in the UK, they had, I think it was like about last summer, they had some rainbow butt monkey or whatever come into like a kindergarten class with like a dildo
yep.
on and started singing all
right.
these weird things. And that's
right,
what they're trying to make normal
penis.
Now.
Right.
Yeah.
Get a full penis out. Because that was important.
And then they have teachers here showing kids pornography and telling them this is part of class right now. It's to learn about sex and then showing them
right,
porn
I'd like to see them charged. Because the mayor said he was going to charge them if they didn't drop that from the curriculum. I doubt anything's going to happen.
And this is the world that we're coming to because now they want to indoctrinate the kids with so much that when they grow up, it's almost like with the internet where they were trying to do studies on people to see the algorithm of like after we introduce them to this and how easy it is to access it, we're going to be experimenting on people when we start throwing in racist stuff with cops and everything and see how the algorithm builds up with rage. And it's worked because they've done this with kids when they were like 10 or 11 years old, showed them police brutality or riots and all this, and it makes them feel like they've seen it every day, like they lived it, but it's really them just watching it on the internet. It's just indoctrinating.
Well, for better or worse, the time that Satan rules over the earth is a very short period of time. I want to say it's, I forget whether it's 22, 24, or 28 months. But in other words, he doesn't last more than 3 years. More like 2.5. And it's just a matter
yeah.
of can you survive once he officially announces he's in power, which right now it's not official yet. Once he's officially in power, can you survive for 3 years? That's going to be the question. And
didn't
we would like
that,
to think so,
mm-hmm.
but none of us know.
Didn't they say that the way you would find out is if they make something so sacred that you would have to take it, or unless it would strip your living away from you, you wouldn't be able to get a job, you won't even be able to show up in public without that one mark that says that you're part of the rest of society?
Yes, but we're not there yet. We're close, but we're not there.
Kind of scary
so
how close my
opinion on that, though, is that when this rolls out in 2022, people are not going to like it at first. Then they're going to play some world leader that comes up out of nowhere and pledges to save the world from COVID, which then they'll switch over to climate change. And and he'll be the salesperson for all this. And most people in the world will buy this. 99% of the world has to fall in love with this guy or lady. I don't know. But he pledges to save Earth. But you gotta accept this.
Yeah.
It's crazy that but the spirit is so much stronger than the flesh.
But that's where we're going to be, and most of your family and friends are going to fall for it. Just think, literally, a mark that goes on your wrist in order to buy, sell, and work. But the average person on the street is going to take it because they're told that it's not the mark. Well, then what is it?
Right. Great deception.
It is the mark.
We're waiting still for this Antichrist, this person who says that they want peace, but they curse and denounce God, and they make them God. And we still haven't had that yet. Actually, a lot of people, I guess, thought Trump was some type of savior or a hero, but
he was hated by too many people, so he couldn't be it.
Right. So the time
this
that someone comes
literally
right
come up out of nowhere.
Right, and they come to break peace, that person is trouble.
Hey, I want to grab one more caller before it gets too late. I think I know who this is.
Okay.
All right, so Tampa caller, Terrell, I believe. Is that you?
Yes. Yes.
I knew that was you, yes. See? I'm glad to hear from you. Yes. Thank you so much for calling in tonight. What's on your mind?
I'm not taking the damn vaccine.
I got something for that. Hang on, I got something for that.
No, you do.
Hold on, I made a typo. Hold on, I got to get this on the switchboard. There you go. I had to get that going for you, Terrell.
So what do you have for me?
You didn't hear it?
Yeah, I heard all of that. I think it's hell. They call
so how are you holding up out there with the best governor in the United States?
Man, I don't keep thinking about him. I'm in my own world. I don't have time for all this stuff that's going on. It's too much. It's too much. And I can't take the people that don't want to hear the information about the vaccine. I'm tired of talking to them no more. I was really the best. And the devil still called him and told him to come and get his two of them, and he went and got them. What is wrong with him? No faith, none at all. You swear you have faith, but what the hell made you go and do that? Now, my daughter's still in the military, but she got hers, and I suppose she popped my granddaughter, too. You know how angry I am about that. I am extremely angry about that. But you know he is a Democrat, and I am not, and I'm not a Republican. I'm neither one. I'm just Carol. That's it. Take me or leave me. I don't care. Carol's not taking any shots. I called my doctor. I was to her last, and I told her, just remember, it's 4 years insured on this. What vaccine have you ever heard of that was insured for any side effects? I just reminded her of that because she said she's been trying to dodge it for as long as she can. But she works for the federal government, so, she's going to have to. So I'm just tired of talking to people
so
about
Terrell,
it.
So, Terrell, you've been calling in here for almost 10 years now.
11.
And
mm-hmm.
and what gets yep. me is all this time where we've talked about the Mark of the Beast and it's officially here, and you can look at all your family and friends and look that most of them are going to accept this.
Well, friends I have are dead now. Not from the COVID, they're gone. And most of my husband's friends are gone too. He's out with them as well. But these, most of the people around here in my neighborhood, we're not getting it. Nobody's getting it. Nobody's going for that. We are thinking people. I don't get it, those who go to get it. It's, I mean, come on, you know what it is. They make the problem, they look at the reaction, and then they come up with a damn solution.
That's right, Hegelian dialectic.
They reject, oh, I reject it all. All of it. No, don't come at me with nothing like that. That's just strange. It has graphene in it. I've watched people, just videos of people in Jamaica that have taken that shot and magnets stick to them. So what's in it? Their military has died. A lot of their military has died from that shot. A lot of this stuff is not even being reported. I have to catch it, you know. Just certain people will send me things. That's how I know. And they're trying to hide all of this, and I'm sick of it. I'm just here myself. I'm had enough of this world. I really have.
I hear that. You know, it's funny. Recently, I was looking into some of the toxic FDA-approved food additives. One of them was high fructose corn syrup. It's been proven
very dangerous.
Right. It's bad. It has toxic effects on the liver, and people become addicted to it. It has a link to cancer.
Wow.
So, yeah, besides that, I mean, it's controversial for a few reasons, like it's added to sodas, and it kind of converts in the body and turns into something that could create things like high triglycerides and hypertension, diabetes, cardiovascular mm-hmm. disease. You increase your body fat, fatty liver.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one thing. I was looking at nitrates and nitrites, artificial coloring. Some of them.
I will never understand the difference between a nitrite and a nitrate.
What nitrate and nitrate? Do you want me to tell you, or because like, there's dyes that are banned that should be banned, like red, red 40, red 3. Red 3 was shown to cause cancer in animals. There's three dyes that have carcinogens. Four dyes that cause hypersensitivity reactions. Like, a lot of the foods that we're eating or giving our kids are making them more prone to allergies and more sensitive to food. Ironically, we're trying to feed them and they're becoming sensitive to the food. And this can cause, like, all kinds of stomach issues, aside from, you know, real serious lethal diseases. But these things are approved by the FDA.
Kind of like the fluoride in the water.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, if you try and look that up now, you'll find things that debunk it. Like, oh, they said it was just a meeting. There's no real proof. He only had one study. It only had so many people. It's not conclusive. It's not a big enough study. You know, all the nonsense.
It was used in World War II. They gave it to the prisoners.
Right. Fluoride, if you ingest it, is harmful. If you put it on the surface of the teeth, it's good. It does whiten them, but it's not meant to be swallowed. But it shouldn't be in your mouthwash and your toothpaste and your baby water.
Or cocaine when it used to go in Coca-Cola.
Right. Or when Bayer made heroin to conquer people's cocaine addiction.
I mean, they still kind of do that with the Ritalin pills.
With what? Say again.
The Ritalin. It's for, you know, like where people have ADHD or something like that to help them get laser focused.
Oh, it got quiet all of a sudden. I didn't know if it's me that left because I know somebody has a cell phone with a lot of background static behind it.
That's
Dominic. Off? Oh, all right.
He's driving. That's why he's out there working.
No, that's fine. I don't mind too much.
So he has to unmute himself
Terrell,
to talk.
So, Terrell, before it gets too late, I haven't talked to Terrell in a long time here. What have you been working on, Terrell?
I've still been occasionally interviewing dance hall artists, getting some news as what's going on in other countries as far as the vaccine. And, of course, now Jamaica, their prime minister, their God, told them that God made the vaccine and they have to take it.
Yeah.
He actually uttered that lie out of his mouth.
Sounds like
yes,
the governor of New York.
I could not believe him. I'm like, wow. Boy, did they chew him up? They chewed him up and spit him out on that right there. But it's a lot of people still lying.
Watch next year when they say that our Lord and Savior gave you this this sweet, beautiful QR code to put on your arm, and he totally represents those who will put a mark of the beast on their arm.
You can believe the churches will push it.
The oh, I know they will.
Oh, yes. They're going to push it as something beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like they pushed Obama. The children's grandmother didn't know. I knew they used Luke 21 to push Obama. He is not a dignitary.
Well,
I don't know of any dignitary.
And that's just like Michael Robinson Obama, who I'm sure is a nice lady. He should be arrested for mail fraud.
God. Thank you.
Right, V?
Yeah. He should be arrested for being a fraud, period.
I'm sorry, I was laughing so loud, I had to mute myself. Mail fraud, I can't even deal with you.
You should.
Well, you should have seen him when he was on the Ellen Show that one time.
Oh, God.
The dancing? The white pants?
Yes.
What? Oh? Mm-mm.
Oh, he was sloshing that day.
Oh, my.
Swinging every which way.
I'm trying to enjoy the cool air outside, and every time I open my door, I hear the helicopter. Yeah, whatever they're looking for, you can find it.
Yeah, I know. Overnight here in Vegas, it's in the low 50s.
Yeah, it feels good. It actually feels good. Yeah. So glad. My
but then I have to remember, because in the summertime I don't use them, but from October through like April, I use my grow lights for my tower garden.
All right, yeah, I got some grow lights too. They don't work well.
You should have seen this though. My kale passed away a few months ago, but it was over 6 foot tall.
Kale?
That's so nice.
Kale
was taller than me.
Wow. I've grown some weed out. That would have been taller
than
me.
the thing is that you can't let it go to seed. Because once it goes to seed, it dies quickly.
The kale I would give to my neighbors. I plan on growing more for them. I don't like the dinosaur kale. That's awful. The leaves are too narrow. And they didn't say anything who I gave it to. They like making the kale chips in the oven. But the bigger leaves is what I prefer.
Well, I don't know if you know this or not, but broccoli and kale are in the same family.
And I got some of that out there, too.
Because once the kale seeds, it turns into broccoli. And I didn't know it was seeding because I don't know what kale seeds necessarily look like. and I see broccoli starting to grow. And I had to ask somebody that came over, and they said, oh, you let your kale go to seed, now it's going to die. Because I'm like, well, I like broccoli. And it's like, well, you better eat all your stuff now, it's going to die.
And broccoli grows good here in the winter. I don't eat it, but I grow it and give it away. Pretty good, too. We have
I have some Swiss chard growing right now, though.
Okay. Okay.
I feel like Vito is all puckered out and he's no longer.
Yeah, let me go ahead and get rid of him. There's only 2 minutes left anyway, so that's fine.
All right.
Well, we
did
call in.
We did it.
I had to call in when I could stay on a little longer.
Yeah, I miss talking to you. I hope you get to call in again soon. Wednesday co-host Wendy lives down in Naples.
Okay. Have you heard from the guy that mentioned what is it? Oh, I keep forgetting his name. He moved somewhere down south of us. I think he said his name was Mark. Was it Mark? I remember him. I'll think of where he's from. I have to call and talk to you a little more. My husband hurt his arm really bad.
I have to ask how my favorite meat store is doing, though.
Maybe him. Huh? Meat stores.
I have to ask how my favorite meat store is doing.
Which one?
Busch Gardens.
I don't know. I don't care. That's what it is.
I need to understand the how of meat. Busch Gardens is a meat store, please.
Not for us.
It's one of the best places to buy to get meat from.
Stop it.
No, no. Don't believe him. Don't believe him.
What kind of meat?
Not believe it.
Whatever you want.
Anything about.
Anyway, we have no choice. We got to get out of here because this is going to shut off with or without me. Thank you, Cheryl. Thank you, V. Thank you, Vito.
Thank you.
Everybody else. I'll be back tomorrow. Please support the other show. Until tomorrow, hold on to the handrail. Keep hope alive. Remember, hope is the end of the fires. I am Bruce Negative, and I am...